There is that. And I want you to know that Adam is not speaking from experience because he's been with his wife for so long. Adam Biancon, political editor of the Business Insider UK. Matthew Elliott, senior fellow at the Legatum Institute, former chief exec, of course, of the Vote Leave campaign. Thank you very much. I think we can all agree they have not just been a Friday panel, they've been a fabulous Friday panel. Thank you for coming in, gentlemen. Hope Thank to you. See Thanks. You again, reviewing the week's biggest stories. An awful lot to get through today. I'm almost done for another day and indeed another week. But Mr. John Holmes is here.
Correct.
Correct. Thank you to tell us what's happening on his show.
Well, you know, the latest deadly threat, of course, which is drinks that are diet related. So we'll be talking about that quite a lot.
We are all going to die.
We're all going to die. It's either ISIS or fizzy drinks. I mean, they're basically the twin prongs of death, it seems.
I'll go with fizzy drinks. That's coming up after 1 o'clock, along with the usual nonsense from Mr. John Holmes. I'll be back with you at Monday at 10 o'clock. Have a great weekend. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Julia Hartley Brewer on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Yes, I'm happy to confirm. You've certainly got £1 million.
Oh my God, I love you!
I love you so much.
No, you're not
here. I'm sorry. Oh my word.
You take care of this.
Thank you so much. I know.
At least 6 millionaires are made every week with the National Lottery. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
I don't know who you are or what your business does, but if you're looking for a better utilities deal, we will find you one. We have a very particular set of skills. Skills acquired over long careers. Skills that make us a nightmare for traditional business water suppliers. Go to utilitywise.com/water and that'll be the end of it. But if you don't, we will find you. And we will help you save up to 25% on your utility bills.
Savings based on water plus gas and electricity combined.
Check warning lights. Check climate control. Check behind back seat for lost dog toy. Check shock absorbers.
A Dassfeld Auto used Volkswagen has to pass 142 official checks. And the odd unofficial one too. Come to the Dassfeld Auto event from 13th to 30th of April at your local Volkswagen retailer, where you can get 2 years warranty, roadside assistance, MOT insurance, replacement key cover, and two services included, a 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 16 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers. Until 30th of June. Key cover until 30th of April. 18s and over. T's and C's apply. Electric models excluded. Subject to status. Indemnities may be required. Volkswagen Financial Services.
Across the UK. Online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock, good afternoon to you. It is a Friday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Look, here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, political row over Paris shootings. Arkansas carries out first execution in 12 years. And happy birthday, Mom.
Talk Radio.
The French Prime Minister is accusing one of the people running to be the next president of trying to exploit a suspected terrorist shooting in the centre of Paris. A police officer was killed and two others hurt in the Champs-Élysées before the suspect was killed. Earlier, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen called for the borders to be shut immediately.
These officers were attacked because they were a symbol of the state. France was not attacked for what it does, but for what it is, and the French for the simple reason that they are French.
Tributes are being paid to the former England defender Hugo Ehiog, who's died at the age of 44. The Tottenham under-23's coach suffered a cardiac arrest at the club's training centre yesterday. His former Aston Villa teammate Lee Hendry has told our sister station TalkSport he was a genuinely nice man.
He didn't have a bad word to say about anyone, Hugo. And the thing was, he was a character in his own way. You know, he was a great leader. You know, not many guys would get past him. His presence, his size, his strength... And he wanted to do it, he wanted to work, and he wanted to learn all the way through.
The US state of Arkansas has carried out its first execution before the expiry date runs out on its last batch of lethal injections. Officials have seven more inmates lined up for the death penalty over the next 11 days. A sort of parking fine is issued every 7 seconds in Britain. The RAC claims there's been a 28% rise in the number of private companies issuing tickets in the last year. And 41 gun salutes have been fired in London's Hyde Park to celebrate the Queen's 91st birthday. Another 62 are marking Her Majesty's birthday.
How many salutes did she get there?
So I just played two of the 41.
Why didn't you play all 41?
Because my bulletin's only 2 minutes.
Yes.
That would take a long time.
But it's Her Majesty, the Queen Elizabeth of the Commonwealth's birthday. So respect would be... Now everyone listening to this thinks she's two.
No, they don't. And also, John, the number of gun salutes don't correspond to her age.
Well, that's stupid.
Because there were 41 in London's Hyde Park and 62 are taking place now at the Tower of London. Yeah. That doesn't add up to 91. So that adds up to 103.
So why?
There is a theory behind it.
Tell me it.
But I don't know it.
Oh.
But there is some sort of logic.
Could you find...
Because I was questioning this earlier and my boss was like, and Ben Fletcher off of the sport.
Yeah.
They were saying, oh, blah, 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 logic, blah, 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 logic.
What
and
does
I was
that
like,
mean?
Okay, fine.
Well, no, we want to know. This is good. Go and let's find out for the next news bulletin. Because we do want to know. Because you're absolutely right. That makes no sense. Who's picking those numbers?
Yeah.
Because everyone listening to that, it's like gun salutes are like the bumps. So imagine them giving the Queen the bumps and they gave her 103 bumps. I mean, she'd die. But if they did, though... then you can't get the number. Do you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
I didn't think it was logical.
No.
Though, apparently there is some logic.
Right, I want to know. Find out. Yeah. It's also my mum's birthday, by the way, on Sunday.
Oh, on Sunday. Happy birthday, John's mum.
And it's my birthday.
When?
Monday.
Happy birthday, John.
Thanks.
Are you going to be here on your birthday?
Yeah, because I come to work on my birthday because I'm not nine.
I hope you bring in treats. And if you don't, I will tell
you
off.
No, wait a minute. What are you talking about? Where did this start?
Why? Everyone does it.
No, the person whose birthday it is gets the gifts and the treats. Why?
No.
When in the world of work did it begin that the person whose birthday it was had to go to the trouble of bringing cake in themselves? That's not how birthdays work.
John.
Do you think the Queen has taken treats into whatever she does today? No, I don't think so.
She's having a little private...
This doesn't matter anyway because Victoria denies all birthdays and never brings in cakes on a yearly basis.
Actually, I bring in treats regularly.
Yeah, but you don't celebrate your birthday with cake because you don't tell anyone when it's your birthday. So you are an absolute hypocrite for calling this to John.
No, I'm not a hypocrite because I bring in treats generally.
Genuinely.
Yeah, genuinely and generally.
Okay.
For non-specific occasions.
Right.
Whereas it's generally... You know, acknowledge that if it's your birthday, you bring in some treats into the office.
Why? That's backwards.
I know it's backwards, but that's what happens in the world of work in the United Kingdom.
Anyway, let's find out why that she's got 103 salutes.
All right,
on
John.
Her 91st. We'll bring you that information in the news at 1:30. Now here's the weather with Victoria.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly cloudy with some patchy rain, although it's going to be brighter in places. Highs of 15 degrees. That's it.
Okay, here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The draw has been made for the last four of the Champions League. Real Madrid take on rivals Atletico Madrid. Monaco play Juventus. In the Europa League, Manchester United face Spanish side Celta Vigo in the semi-finals. Jose Mourinho's side are away for the first leg on the 4th of May. Ajax and Lyon make up the other last four tie. The winner of the Europa League automatically qualifies for next season's Champions League. Premier League elect Brighton and Hove Albion can win the Sky Bet Championship title tonight. Chris Hughton's side head to Norwich, knowing victory will see them go up as champions. Hughton has a long association with Tottenham as a player and coach, and he's been congratulated by current Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino.
He's a very lovely person. I've seen all the Tottenham fans and family love him. We love a lot. He's a great manager, great football people.
Finally, in this afternoon's IPL match, Kolkata Knight Riders take on Gujarat Lions on TalkSport 2. It'll see Chris Wokes face England teammate Jason Roy. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Already people into the controversial should you bring treats in on your own birthday debate that we've begun this afternoon. Alex says, I remember having to bring my own cakes in when I came into your studio once on my birthday.
And his cakes. He had really good cupcakes. I had at least two.
Euphemism. And I'm with you there, John, says Cheryl. Although I did buy muffins last Monday on my birthday for work people. I call now, stop that. If it's your birthday...
It's because you're stingy.
No, it's not.
Stingy little man who's turning older.
No. Well, yes, but no. if it's your birthday... Take a stand in your office, your workplace, wherever you are. Take a stand. Do not take treats in. It's your birthday. It's your day. Let the others bring the treats to you.
Can I just say that when Yasmin Khan had her birthday in, she bought in a good selection of good quality chocolate treats and cakes. And you are just refusing it because you can't be bothered to be nice. We work at Talk Radio, so there's no budget to get you anything.
I'm taking a stand.
I don't like your stand.
I'm doing it for Britain.
No, you're not. You're doing it for your little wallet.
I'm doing it for everybody else who believes
in... If you were doing it for everybody else, you'd bring cake into the office and then they would be happy.
I'm doing it for the people who don't want to go to the trouble of it because it's their birthday and they should be treated. I figure this debate will run and run throughout the show. Speaking of which, we probably should start one.
Talk Radio.
Did you know there's some poor fella in America who's been struck by lightning 10 times in 12 years? 10 times. Imagine that. But if he played Monopoly Win-Win at McDonald's, his luck might change. With even more ways to play this year and incredible stuff to win, from millions of McDonald's food prizes to 20 Mini Coopers, anyone can be lucky. End 2nd of May. Selected items in UK restaurants from 10:30 a.m. subject to availability. Over 16 to play. Purchase necessary except in Northern Ireland. For price conditions and other rules, see mcdonalds.co.uk/monopoly and in restaurants.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on The John Holmes Show.
I am John Holmes. It is
a programme that's entertainment.
So is Jeremy Corbyn a buckaroo donkey? Pardon me if you are having a late lunch.
The Prime Minister.
She's looking for a TV format, we understand. Brexit deal or Brexit no deal? Michael McIntyre, you remember the lolly sticks.
Hello, now, hello.
Well, I heard that. I didn't want to say anything.
Bolt.
This group of what I was told were absolute jokers seem to kind of
been spotted wearing election earrings.
After Kath has soiled the floor, why not get her to do it?
Vegetable wind trapped inside your belly.
7 weeks of Julia Hardy Brewer. Grilling.
French correspondent Marcel.
You're pregnant?
Yes. How far in was she, did you say?
And then filming whatever your animal does.
The Ross baby.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of a fabric of nature.
Ah, yes, welcome along. Well, another day, another terrible threat, of course, as Donald Trump tweeted. What can you say? It just never ends. Another stark reminder, really, that we could all be killed at any time. And that the threat is brown. Brown fizzy diet drinks. It's all over the newspapers today, of course. Turns out that just one can of Diet Coke or Pepsi a day triples your chances of dementia and strokes, which means that Kendall Jenner in the advert was probably trying to kill that policeman. What a world we live in, honestly. It just never ends. Hello then, good afternoon, welcome. Talk Radio, yes. And who knows, if you put that Diet Coke down now, you might even live all the way through till 4 o'clock this afternoon when we finish. Remember those adverts from years back? Do you remember the Diet Coke adverts from, years ago? Do you remember those?
With all the sexy men.
With the sexy man. You know, he's like a window cleaner. You remember, don't you, Victoria?
Yes.
You're grinning now.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, with the man and the giggling ladies in the office, and he took his shirt off and he drank, didn't he, the diet?
It's that link you've got saved on your desktop.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yeah, the diet, all muscly, wasn't he, in front of the swoony girls, yeah? Well, you know, Diet Coke, he's in a home now. He doesn't even know who he is. Drinks his Diet Coke from a sippy cup. So be warned, is what I'm saying. Now, I am a man called the name of John Holmes. If you've not heard this programme before, by the way, a special welcome to you. I know we have new listeners each and every day. We are aware of that. Thank you for joining us. And they're joining us because it's an alternative. Think of it as the sort of radio equivalent of Jeremy Corbyn's election campaign. It doesn't play by the rules. It doesn't play by the rules. I've no truck with the rules, will we? We make a conscious effort to bring you your news coverage a little bit differently to all the other programmes that you hear and all the other news stations that you've got. You know, they all sound the same, don't they? All the same old coverage on your LBC, on your BBC Radio 5 Diamond. Well, you see, that's the establishment, that is. That's the liberal elite. So, like Mr. Corbyn, we don't do the same thing as all of them. Oh, no. And also, like Mr. Corbyn, we're probably ultimately doomed to failure. And what's more, you're probably thinking, if you're listening for the very first time, this is rubbish. Well, yeah, well, But stick with it, because you might be thinking it's rubbish, but it's not, actually. To borrow a phrase from Mr. Corbyn, the fact that it's rubbish is not a foregone conclusion. It takes about four listens to get it, all right? Just go with it. So shall we see what Friday is throwing at us? Well, I can tell you that Headline Hijack's on the way. Regular listeners know what that is. It's where we put a made-up news story in the 2pm bulletin, of course, to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Victoria brings us the news, and out of the very same mouth, it's this one.
This mouth.
That's it. Will come a news lie. You are invited to make up that news lie and send it to us via the medium of text. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use the social media, Twitter. At Talk Radio. I'll finish now.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
There's today's big stories, of course, as you'd expect. We will be bringing you the latest on what's happening in Paris and Dortmund this afternoon. There will be all the showbiz coverage that none of us want or need, brought to us by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. That's Reese, and he's going to be with us before 2 o'clock. There's current affairs analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We bring you the news in haikus. A man called Con. Hello, Con.
Hi, John.
We'll be in a lift later, and what he'll be doing in that lift is travelling downwards through the building. But as he's doing that, he'll be reading out all of the texts and the tweets and the trolling that we get on social media to this show, or me personally. We don't throw it away. We don't report the people that send it. What we do is we give it to Con. He reads it out live from the lift on a Friday. A roundup of 5 days of abuse, basically, in a feature we call Con Descending, because the lift's travelling. Work experience punditry as well on the way. Work experience Josh is with us today. He's got your films for the weekend. Big debate at 3 o'clock. Brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. It's what we do on a Friday. All your reactions as well, so please do keep them coming. Victoria's bonus news today, it's mineral news. Yeah. The reason for that, her bulletins are shorter than they used to be, and she gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up. Oh, it's also Some Request Friday. On a Friday, Radio 2, what they do is they allow you to request songs. Of course, they're a music radio station. We're not. We can't do that. So we allow the requesting of speeches or talks as dedications, right? Perhaps it's your birthday, like Her Majesty the Queen. Happy 91st birthday, Mum. And if it's your birthday, perhaps you'd like to hear, I don't know, William Lyon Phelps' 1933 speech on the pleasure of books. That made the year before the Nazis began to burn them. Or perhaps you're off on a stag weekend and you fancy listening to King George VI's 1939 radio address on your way to paintballing in the back of a minibus. Whatever the situation, you can request a speech or talk, because we're a talk radio station. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's all radio on Twitter.
Any word you'd like.
And of course it's Friday, so the last half hour of the programme, we will be bringing you live music. We bring you the busker sessions. We go outside and literally drag a busker in from the street and force them to perform at microphone point for your delight, just to see you into the weekend. Of course, we're coming from our session studio today. It's basically Virgin's session studio. They're our sister station. They're downstairs, and we've nicked their studio. It's between 3:30 and 4. Ginger Dave is not producing today. Ass prod Cass, assistant producer Cass, is
through the glass.
She's through the
miserable window.
Happiness, the greatest gift. They're joining, Cass.
No.
Okay. Chloe's on the buttons. Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. Chloe got engaged, everybody.
Like on the phone?
Congratulations,
yeah, on the phone.
Chloe's great. She also just told us she went for a poo in the basement earlier. Victoria's on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius is here.
Hi.
I mean, I assume a toilet, not just on the floor.
She disputes these claims.
Oh. Hi, I'm John Holmes. And you're listening to Tour Radio in the afternoons on Tour Radio. Now then, we will, of course, be talking about today's big story very shortly indeed, bringing you all of the analysis you would expect. And to get us there, well, there's going to be some music. It's production values. It links the menu to the big story. That's how it works. It's a segue, if you like. However, crucially, the music contains a clue as to the big story. A cryptic clue. It's either in the song title or maybe it's in the name of the band. I don't know. Play along at home. See if you can figure it out. Cornelius plays along in the studio. Loves it, don't you?
Yeah.
Great. So here it is. What's the big story that pertains to this? Party. That'll get you into the weekend. Look at that for a party song.
I am in a Friday mood.
Oh, it's a Friday. It's a Friday vibe. It's a Friday show. We're all in a Friday mood. And we're playing the Choir Boys. 7 o'clock, time for a party. And it's technically 19 minutes past one, but don't let that put you off the time for a party. Why would we be playing it on Talk Radio? It's Talk Radio's head of music, of course. I've chosen that. It links to today's song. Big story. Play along at home. Cornelius, how does that link to today's big story? So, think of all the news that there is. That's the Choir Boys. 7 o'clock time for a party. Go.
Is it something to do with Alan Brazil?
In the sense of?
Well, around 7 o'clock in the morning, that's when he
does his Talk Sport breakfast show.
Yeah.
But he's drunk.
Well, he's... Anyway.
Yeah.
Is it something him?
No.
Something to do with choir boys.
Catholic Church? No.
Yeah.
No.
Election. Oh, party. Party, because that's what elections are about.
Yep. When I say yes, I mean no. No, what it is, I'll tell you what it's about. Today's big story. It's, you're right, party, correct.
Okay.
And once... I went to a party.
Just once?
Yeah. But I was driving, so I drank Diet Coke all night.
Oh, dear.
And the news is, of course, that Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, diet drinks could give you dementia and strokes.
I'm surprised you remember that party.
Yeah. But that's the news. There has been a research done coming out of Boston University, I think, that suggests that drinking diet... It's on the front page of all the papers today. Drinking diet drinks is dangerous. What? Just one can a day, they say, can triple your chances of get dementia or strokes, which is...
I'm so glad I drink a bottle of it.
Yeah. So we need to talk to somebody about it. We'll be doing that next on Talk Radio. In the afternoons, I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Let's go to what we want. Let's go to what we want.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
When the power is in your hands, the world is truly at your feet. So before you venture out, pack the essentials and don't forget your charger.
Our mobile banking app is packed with smart features to help you make smart decisions. Bank of Scotland. Decisions well made. The app is available to our UK personal internet banking customers using iPhones or Android. T's and C's apply.
Van Buster, now on. 25 kilogram Blue Serpent Master Creep was £3.96, now just £3.33 a bag. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade on.
We got 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park with the sun.
When we collected 10 tokens inside the paper.
Saving us over 100...
I think that was... Get 2 free tickets to Thorpe Park Resort when you collect 10 tokens inside the sun. Starts tomorrow.
Hey, Britain, listen up. EE gives you 4G in more places than any other UK network. That's why it's the best choice for the new Samsung Galaxy S8. Catch your favorite shows on the epic Infinity display on the go. Pre-order now and get a new Samsung every 12 months with EE annual upgrade. On EE, your galaxy has no boundaries. Looks like Great Britain just got a whole lot greater.
Pre-order terms apply. Annual upgrade dependent on eligible device and price plan. Minimum term applies. Root Metrics UK 4G comparison of 4 mobile networks. July to December 2016. See ee.co.uk for further details.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with click and collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
It's Jet Set Go for the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Go to TalkSport.com/competitions, answer the Easter teaser and you could win a cracking £500 holiday gift card. Fancy sipping sangrias sunny side up in Spain, poaching the best place by the pool in Parma, or even experiencing an unbeatable city break in New York. Play the Great Easter Excursion on TalkSport 2 with Trust Ford. Trust us to find the right car for you.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
We start off in Hampshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic because of a broken down vehicle on the M27, that's westbound between junctions 5 and 4, congestion all the way to junction 7, lane 1 is closed there. And in Surrey, the M25 clockwise, there's queuing traffic there because of an early accident, that's at junction 11, congestion all the way to Cobham services. Travel time is around about 25 to 40 minutes. And the M1 London bound in Hertfordshire, one lane closed, slow traffic there because of a broken down vehicle, that's between junctions 9 and 7.
At QuickFit, it's our mission to keep you safe and get you back on the road. That's why this spring we're offering epic deals on our premium tyres. Drop into one of our QuickFit centres this month and get a massive 25% off all Michelin tyres. Sit back and relax whilst we service your car using the latest technology. QuickFit, it's all about the service. At participating centres only. Offer excludes online. Check in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Right then, let's talk about today's big story. Here we go. So, sugary drinks are bad for you. They've got sugar in them, and as everyone knows, sugar will give you the Ebola virus. So naturally, these sugary drinks are frowned upon. Have a sugar-free diet drink instead, they told us, didn't they? Go on, have a couple of them. There's no sugar in them, so you won't catch the Ebola virus. But now it turns out It was all lies, or does it? Just when we were all told, you remember this, we were all told to buy diesel cars. Well, now it turns out that diesel cars are bad for you and will give you the Ebola virus. So it seems whenever we're told things, whichever way we turn, whether we drink diesel or diet diesel, we're all going to catch the Ebola virus. The papers today, on this note, are full of warnings of new research. Diet drinks, they say, Pepsi, Coke, etc., can triple your chances of dementia or a stroke. So should we go back to sugary drinks, or should we avoid associating with the whole lot, like Kendall Jenner probably does after that ill-judged Pepsi advert? Or is it just one of those things the tabloid papers like? Professor Naveed Sattar, Professor of Metabolic Medicine at the University of Glasgow, I'm going to say, knows a little bit more about it than most, and he's on the line now. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thank you for joining us. So, okay, it's on the front of all the papers. Is it nonsense?
I wouldn't say it's nonsense, but it's not far from being nonsense. I mean, you've got to remember, the type of evidence that these researchers have produced is not a trial, so they haven't, you know, given half the population one drink and the other half, and then shown that those who got the kind of the artificial sweeteners got more dementia. It's nothing of the sort.
Right.
What they've done is basically ask people what they were doing and then follow them up later on. And the big problem with this is actually many people who actually start to develop illness or have the risk factors for developing dementia and stroke may change their behavior to start having more diet drinks. So rather than the drinks causing the disease, it's the fact that they're developing the disease means that they change their behavior to take more of these drinks. So it's just a spurious association. It doesn't show that it's causing any adverse problems. And I would say, in fact, the paper isn't even as good as that, because when you adjust for things like diabetes, all these links go away. So I think it's not far from being nonsense.
Yeah, well, it's very interesting, because we get this a lot, don't we, Professor? Often we see these headlines, you know, one week, I'm talking about the Daily Express mainly, but you get this sort of thing, red wine will give you cancer, red wine will stop you having cancer if you have a glass of it a day, you know, Pringles give you leprosy, whatever it might be, there's always something that because they know it's going to, I don't know, attract sell papers, because that's the point,
yeah,
isn't
exactly,
it? That's
yeah.
what they do. But these studies then, specifically this one, and when these kind of things are done, which often seem to contradict each other, I mean, are you saying we should really all take them with a bit of a pinch of salt, or let's all come to you because you do know what you're talking about?
No, I mean, I think the medical profession and, you know, the health profession, there are sort of voices and, you know, there are certain channels that try and put together the best evidence. And actually, you know, I'm involved in guideline committees, and when we look at the guidelines for nutrition or for health or, you know, cholesterol, we try and look at the best evidence. Often, if we can find it, it's, you know, trials. If it's not trials for certain areas, because you can't do trials for everything,
yeah.
you then look at the other best quality evidence. So, for example, the alcohol. Give you the example.
Yeah.
You know, 20 years ago, we thought alcohol protects against the heart. Actually, more and more data has accumulated, and more recently, the best evidence suggests actually it may not be that good for the heart. And also, we know it probably increases the risk for cancers, plus all the other things that alcohol causes. And for those reasons, we've suggested, you know, the units now recommended far lower. And we've now recently just changed our guidelines based on the best evidence available that actually alcohol is not good for the heart, and actually, therefore, do not be drinking wine thinking it's good for you. It's not.
Yeah.
So,
is it about moderation, though, as it is with everything?
It depends. I mean, yes, it probably is. So it depends what your reference of moderation is.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, if you're over, you know, here's an example. If you're middle-aged, and, you know, you're a bit overweight and you don't, you know, do much exercise, and you have a, you know, reasonably large glass of wine a night with your meal, and you think, actually, it's not too bad for me, probably not so good for you, because actually being overweight means that you've probably got a bit too much fat in the liver already, and the alcohol is probably, you know, potentially worsening that.
Yeah.
And therefore, you could be doing with cutting that alcohol substantially, you know, maybe down to one or two glasses a week. So it depends on your context. If you're young and healthy and fit and active and running, maybe having a glass of wine a night, it's no big deal.
Yeah.
So it depends. But you're right. In general, it's moderation and a mix of things. But the key thing is the facts are, in terms of diet and drinks, cut sugary drinks for sure. There's lots of, you know, evidence, and it's all consistent. That's bad for teeth and diabetes risk. Less saturated fat, because it's bad for the heart and cholesterol levels. Less salt, bad for blood pressure. And the rest we all know, you know, more fiber, more fruit, more veg, chicken and fish. You know, those are the clear messages.
So why do we, I mean, this comes at a pertinent time, of course, because the whole sugary drinks issue, it has been, you know, in the press quite a big deal, you know, and the various supermarkets now signing up to how they're going to market it and how they're going to sell it, and obviously the big companies that make this stuff have said they're going to cut the sugar in here and there and everywhere. So, you know, we get one message, but then it's studies like this, isn't it, that I guess, you know, what is it doing? Just scaring the public back towards the sugar?
Yeah, no, you kind of hit the nail on the head at the beginning, you know, when certain newspapers make certain comments. Now, before this came out, some health, you know, professionals like myself were asked to comment on it, and I think universally most of us said, to treat this with a big, big dose of salt. Yeah. And
salt's not good for you either, of course, is it? So you should remember.
Yeah, and that message also went out to the press, but some press chose to ignore that because they want to have big headlines and scare people.
Yeah.
So I think the press and the media have to be responsible about these things, but, you know, as we both know, it's about selling newspapers, and if they want to, you know, be mischievous, some of them will be, but it's good that we're having this conversation so somebody like me, who at least tries to provide better evidence, says, well, actually, no, treat that with a massive dose of salt.
Yeah.
Because actually that evidence is completely against the vast majority of evidence that diet drinks are perfectly safe. There's no evidence that artificial sweeteners in the doses that humans take them at cause any harm whatsoever. None whatsoever.
It's quite interesting as well. They just went for the thing of being one can a day. I mean, that's... Most people probably drink, you know, who drink that kind of thing, will have a can a day, and you know that's seems like it's a really small amount as well, doesn't it?
They try and put it in a way that the public can digest it, and you know, but again, that doesn't get away from the fact that they're taking what's known as a link between one behaviour and some outcome, and then saying it's not causing it. I'll give you an example. People who generally don't drink alcohol, you know, die sooner. So that's why they thought, well, small amounts will protect you. But actually, a lot of people, when they get sick, stop drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's the disease that's causing you to change your behaviour.
Not the other way around, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And this is probably the classic example here as well. So I think they've got it completely the wrong way around. And this message, therefore, that diet drinks are bad for you and then makes people go back to sugary drinks is completely wrong.
All right, thank you very much, Professor Naveed Sattar. He's a professor of metabolic medicine at the University of Glasgow and knows what he's talking about, which is why we wanted to talk to him, because this is very much on the front page of all the papers today, and a bit scaremongery. And, of course, it's most, as you said, mostly nonsense. So there we go. Anyway, are you just having a...
I drink a bottle of... diet drink every day.
Yeah.
Very nice. I'm very glad.
Yeah. Good job I had him on then, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks, Professor.
Good. Right. Okay. In the next bit of the programme, Headline Hijack is on the way, of course. There is also Showbiz Roundup from a man from TalkSport who knows nothing of or has no interest in Showbiz. It's Reese. He's going to be joining us. But now, just after 1:30, Victoria, she's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A row has broken out between politicians in France after a suspected terror attack in Paris just days before the country's presidential election. A policeman was shot dead and an attacker was then killed on the Champs-Élysées last night. Far-right candidate Marine Le Pen wants the government to immediately reinstate border checks. French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve, speaking here through a translator, has criticised her tactics.
The National Front candidate, like after any tragedy, is trying to profit from the situation in order to divide. She tries to exploit fear.
Former England defender Hugo Ehiog has died at the age of 44 after suffering a cardiac arrest at Tottenham's training centre yesterday. His colleagues at the club, where he'd been working as the under-23s coach, have described him as irreplaceable. Detectives have issued a warning to anyone hiding men wanted in connection with an acid attack at a London nightclub that blinded a woman in one eye. Officers are still searching for Arthur Collins, the boyfriend of TOWIE star Fern McCann. Up to 20 people were injured when a substance was sprayed inside Mangle in Dalston. They've also released CCTV images of two other men they want to speak to about what happened on Monday. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn is focusing his election campaigning on education today, saying class sizes in England are too large under the Conservatives. Prime Minister Theresa May is due to arrive to campaign in her constituency of Maidenhead shortly. And gun salutes have rung out in central London to mark the Queen's 91st birthday. Crowds have gathered to see them.
You got another clip of it?
No.
Oh.
So... crowds gathered to see them, not what you've just done, but the actual gun salutes. But Her Majesty's expected to spend the day privately.
Why did you just do a noise of a goat?
It was a gun.
Do it again.
I think it sounds more like a goat.
It does sound like a goat. Mm. A 21 goat salute. Imagine that.
Yeah, just 21 goats released in the centre of London.
No, fired out of cannons.
No,
I don't think that's ethical.
Just release and then...
But what a majesty.
They're just a part of life in London now.
London street goats.
Yeah, London street goats.
It's what a majesty would want. If you think about that, imagine this... Because we're all used to 21-gun salutes, as you were talking about.
Yeah.
And but no one's had a 21-goat salute. So I think that Her Majesty the Queen would love it if... Because she's bored of them now. How many birthdays has she had? 91 birthdays.
That's correct.
Well, so double that.
Oh, yeah, because of her Queen birthday. Yeah.
Big show off. Right, but so she's old now. She's nearly 200 years old now.
I don't think that's the case.
It's like dog years, it's Queen years. And so she's... But what it is she's nearly 200 years old. She's heard a lot of gun salutes. Imagine the delight on her ordinarily quite sour face if, right, she's sitting there going, oh, God, another gun salute. And then in front of her, the cannons go off and she's like, oh, God, again. But goats come out, fired out into the sky. She'd go, oh! Wouldn't she, the Queen? She'd love that. Yeah. What a great idea.
I've got a question. Yeah. So with the goats, would we expect that they die?
No.
Get seriously injured? Or would there be like some little...
Crash helmet.
Seriously injured.
So a crash helmet?
On a goat.
Cornelius. But would there be like some sort of safety area where they'd land on like a
pad
of things?
Remember Evel Knievel? Who used to jump canyons on bike and all that stuff, right? And those people get fired out of cannons at circuses and stuff, right? The daredevil, if you will, right? It's that. It's the safety procedures are the same, but it's a goat. But it can be wearing...
Can they wear a cape?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. A caped goat for Her Majesty the Queen. Imagine that.
Evel Knievel did get quite badly injured on a number of occasions.
Well, there is a risk for
Wembley Stadium.
For any goat, there is an inherent risk in being fired out of a cannon in front of Her Majesty the Queen. But in fact, the spectacle could be made even more dangerous or thrilling because, you know, like Prince Philip likes shooting wildlife and stuff, doesn't he?
Let's not incorporate that.
So it's like a clay pigeon shoot. So there's a goat coming out of a cannon.
Are they clay goats?
No. And you've got Prince Philip sitting there going, Paul! Trying to get the goats as they fire back.
Yeah.
What a spectacle for Britain. What an amazing sight. Her Majesty the Queen there, loving that.
Gary Barlow performs.
Yeah, just in front underneath. So the goat guts rain down.
I don't like that.
Okay. Anyway, I'm just putting it... Oh, yeah.
Did you want to find out about the gun salute?
Yes, please.
Okay. So, The custom, it stems from a naval tradition. So, this is a long answer, by the way.
Oh, could you shorten it?
So, basically, it started off, warships would fire cannons harmlessly out to sea just to get rid of all their old ammunition.
Goats. Oh, right.
Not goats. So, when they came back, it would show that there's no hostile intent.
Right.
Anyway, the tradition evolved, and so 21 gun salutes tended to be fired for heads of state. And... when it comes, so the reason we get 41,
is, which we were talking about earlier, because we didn't know why,
because this was in Hyde Park, they fired 41 earlier, is because when it's from a royal park, extra 20 guns are added, hence the 41.
Why?
I don't know why.
Oh, well, that was the question.
It's the Green Day song, 21 Guns.
Yeah.
Then there's 62 rounds
Why?
By the Honourable Artillery Company, which is close to the Tower of London.
Why?
And the extra 21 volleys are for the citizens of the City of London to show their loyalty to the monarch.
What are you talking about?
Yep.
Okay. Good.
I've got to do the weather.
Oh, yeah. All right. It's raining goats.
No, it's not.
Hallelujah.
They're still alive.
All right.
For now. Mostly cloudy with some patchy rain, not goat guts, although brighter in places. Highs of 15 degrees. It's more in 20 minutes, John!
The Queen could choose her favourite goat, whether it be goat A, goat B.
Yeah.
You know, there was
goat C.
You know, there was the goat race not long
ago. Oxford and Cambridge, they rode goats.
So Cambridge was the winner of...
They rode goats.
The winner goats, so maybe those goats...
Row, row, row your goat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Here's a trail now, look, here's a trail.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast!
Podcast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah. Time for Headline Hijack. So, in 20 minutes' time, there will be the news, of course, out of Victoria. But that news will contain a made-up story. It's Headline Hijack. That's what it is. It's what we do every day. Fake news writ large. Celebrated. Not castigated. We'd like you to make that story up. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
And talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
What's been coming in, Cornelius?
This has been coming in a surprise announcement today to celebrate the Queen's birthday. Everyone who is working normal office hours will be allowed to go home 1 hour earlier than normal. This is thought to be the first ever bank hour. Of its kind, and is set to improve the nation's mood by up to 38%.
Which I think it would do, as I say. It's Her Majesty the Queen's birthday today, 91 years older in Queen years, nearly 200, of course. Yours, get them to us. It's open. The lines are open for this. Someone's got to get their made-up news story in the news at 2 o'clock, and it could well be you. Here's that number again. It's not you. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And after the break, what we will find is a man from TalkSport in here who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, rounding up a week's worth of showbiz. It's Talk Radio. It's a Friday. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Why not take an island break? Get away from the pressures of modern life. Experience new cultures.
I have not seen you once chopping wood.
Have a day off.
Two very different generations marooned together.
I won't tolerate lazy people.
Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
It's like Lord of the Flies.
The Island, Sunday at 9 on Channel 4.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Now the latest traffic news. There are widespread reports of camels, yes, camels, on roads right across the region. But no hold-ups. Once those camels fill up, they keep going. Like when you fill up with BP Ultimate with active technology. It removes dirt to help your engine perform at its best, so you can keep moving. And finally, reports of more camels on the ring road. Keep moving with BP Ultimate. Green lights all the way.
Benefits achieved over time and may vary due to factors including vehicle type, condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Morning. Sorry, Stevie's a bit poorly, so he won't be coming to nursery today.
OK, thanks for letting us know.
So I brought Max instead. I packed his favourite toy. He normally naps twice a day and loves playing outside.
Like getting your money's worth? Try the spicy chicken snack wrap. Just £1.49 from the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price and participation may vary.
TradePoint, we've got over 290 stores nationwide. Open early till late, 7 days a week. So you'll never be too far from everything you need to get the job done. Find your nearest store at tradepoint.co.uk. TradePoint. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
TradePoint!
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
Few issues in Hampshire. The M27 westbound has one lane closed. Heavy traffic there because of a broken down vehicle between junctions 5 and 4. Congestion all the way to junction 7. The M3 northbound as well. Queuing traffic there because of an accident. That's at junction 13. Matrix signs are set to 40 miles per hour. And in Swansea, the M4 westbound. Slow traffic there. There's a lane blocked on the exit slip road because of an accident at junction 44. Lane 1 is closed there.
At QuickFit, it's our mission to keep you safe and get you back on the road. That's why this spring we're offering epic deals on our premium tyres. Drop into one of our QuickFit centres this month and get a massive 25% off all Michelin tyres. Sit back and relax whilst we service your car using the latest technology. QuickFit, it's all about the service. At participating centres only. Offer excludes online. Check in store for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. Yes, it's coming up to that time. And what's more, you know, there's news. I don't know whether you've spotted. There's some news around this. Apparently, there's going to be a general election on June the 8th. I don't know whether you'd spotted that, Reese. I don't know whether you.
I hadn't.
No. Well, allow me to break that news to you. There's going to be a general election on June the 8th, just so you know.
It wasn't everywhere at all.
Jeremy Corbyn, of course, is banging on about classroom sizes. That's where he's gone big on that today. Of course, Theresa May's banging on about something else. Other people are banging for balance. All banging on, aren't they? Mm. There's, of course, the terrible events in Paris again last night that Donald Trump has been tweeted about, saying, oh, here we go again. That's his kind of attitude to that. There is, of course, the news from Dortmund, where the surprise news that the bus bomb wasn't a terror attack. It was actually some a market trader. Who was trying to manipulate share prices in the football team. So there's all of this. It was very complicated, though, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
It's all right, Cornelius. We're here to help anyone who can't get their head around the news by taking the news for you and, well, very much analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the obvious thing to do, really, because if the news is complicated, why not simplify it by breaking it down into a rigid set number of syllables? 5-7-5. It's the news in haikus.
Michael Fallon says, Putin wants Corbyn to win. At least someone does.
The news in haiku. So it's, it's show business time. On a Friday, what we do is, of course, we round up the week's showbiz for you. We know it's you don't want it, you don't need it, but you're going to get it. And it comes courtesy of Reese, of course, friend of the show, Reese, who works for TalkSport and has no interest in or knowledge of it at all. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how are you doing?
We always look forward to seeing you, and you know that. And
I
not
do,
just
indeed.
Because it's Friday, and you bring about very much like the end of the week vibe to us, but also because, you know, we don't know about showbiz, and we rely on you.
You're not the only one.
Mm, good. So what's been happening in that crazy old world?
We're going to start right up on the A-list, and Chuckle Brother Jimmy Patton, 85, marries a 26-year-old fan after meeting her on Facebook.
There isn't a Chuckle Brother called Jimmy.
Apparently, he's the older brother of the more famous Barry and Paul.
Wow!
And he reaches the news.
He is headline news for marrying someone 60 years his junior.
Who is it? Someone he met on Facebook?
Someone he met on Facebook, yeah, a 26-year-old fan. Apparently the flirtation started when she made a comment on one of his pictures, and it just went from there.
But hang on, he's not one of the Chuckle... He is a Chuckle Brother.
He is a Chuckle
but
Brother.
Not, he's not one of the two Chuckle Brothers.
So. He was apparently on Chuckle Vision.
Right. And so she's a fan of him.
She is a fan...
Not Barry or Paul.
What's his name? Jimmy?
Jimmy, yes, Jimmy Patton. Yeah.
Not Jimmy Chuckle.
No, not Jimmy Chuckle.
That's a shame.
I know.
Right. Do you think... But perhaps she's interested in all three of them in a sort of... To me, to you, sort of scenario. I don't know whether that...
I'm saying nothing.
Probably wise. I didn't know there was a third Chuckle Brother. This is news to me, Reese.
Yep. It's news to the parents as well, because the parents of Amy, apparently, they're not bothered by the age difference. The quote is, "Amy is happy, and so are we. We are delighted and very proud."
Well, and that's fair enough. I mean, I wish them all happiness.
The insincerity jumps off the page.
I wish
to
them
me.
Every happiness. If you are, 26,
yep.
And you are thinking, all right, I'll go for an older gentleman. No, I'm not suggesting for a moment that their love is not true.
No, absolutely.
But in a scenario that is similar, and you are a 26-year-old thinking, well, I could get with an older gentleman, maybe, I'm not saying this is her, I'm saying one could perhaps go for an older gentleman of, Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas,
yes,
for
definitely.
Example, right? There are many examples of this, right? Mm-hmm. Why would you go for the unknown Chuckle Brother?
The third wheel in the Chuckle Vision bandwagon. It's pretty low market, to be honest. Maybe, I'm not one to, say anything about the level of their love, but... Oh. Wow! Yeah, that's aiming pretty low.
I wish I was at the wedding because obviously, I'm presuming the other two brothers were the best men.
Yeah,
yeah, no,
and there would have been
no.
That
they didn't attend.
Sketch.
They didn't attend.
They didn't attend.
They didn't attend. So she married a Chuckle Brother and didn't even get the Chuckle Brothers.
Wow!
So yeah, they didn't. They didn't attend.
Ah, because the reason why, of course, is because you can't trust them with the ring. They'd have lost
it. That's what I'm saying. That would have been the best thing. Yeah. I thought you had it.
I'm not passing comment on the Chuckle Brothers generally,
no.
But I tell you now,
turning up to the wedding in one of those weird bike four-seater things that they drive around.
I know, but I tell you what, I'd stay away from them in a park. So, what else is in the showbiz?
Taylor Swift further friend-zoning Ed Sheeran. She's dedicated a thing to him. He's been named one of the most influential artists of the past... decade.
Did you say friend-zoning?
Friend-zoning,
yes.
What's
that?
I don't know what friend-zoning is.
No!
Ed Sheeran appears in a lot of Taylor Swift videos and everything. Like they're really good mates, and he sort of does the floaty arm thing behind her. Sort of, he seems to be quite close to her, and they're always sort of romantically linked, but it seems to be that yeah, she's just not interested in him in that kind of way.
Right. And that's what friend-zoning is.
That is what friend-zoning is.
So basically, yeah, it's when you hit on a girl, but she says, oh, can we just be friends? Or maybe not goes as much as saying it, but...
All right, sexist. I mean, you can hit on a boy.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, or a girl could hit on a boy, or a boy could hit on a boy, or a girl
that's
on girl.
That's fair, so, or on a Chuckle Brother.
Yeah, so it's or what we're saying is all is welcome.
Yes.
That's fine. Let's be clear about that. But either way, you want to get off with someone, they don't want to, friend-zone.
Yeah.
They put you in the
friend zone. They put you in the friend
zone. They sort of keep you around, dangle you on a bit of a string, and take all couple-y photos together, but there's no intention of ever actually romantically being with that person.
I see. Right. So
this is not something I've experienced at all.
No. So
I'm not speaking from any experience.
Well,
this is a friend.
In many ways, I would like to get romantically involved with Taylor Swift. But that hasn't happened, so she's friend-zoned me now, has she, as well? Is that what it is?
From afar,
I'll
take her.
She's really your friend, though. She hasn't ever spoken to you.
Oh, is that you have to do that as well?
You have to be their friend.
I would be her friend.
Yeah, no, but you have to actually... That has to have happened.
Right. So what zone am I in of hers?
You're in... In the
stalker
weird zone.
Right, okay.
In the
sort of blocked on Twitter zone.
Just the unknown zone.
The
just
unknown
like
zone.
She has never heard of you.
No.
As hasn't anyone else.
That's fair. All right, what else have you got?
Kim Kardashian is the Virgin Mary.
Right, good. I'm glad.
Knew
I'm glad
it.
That's been clear.
Knew it.
You've been saying it for years, haven't you?
She was the prime candidate.
I could actually show you a video. Which proves the exact opposite.
No, absolutely. Her latest Kimoji, which is a thing.
Oh, what?
A Kimoji. She apparently has a line of emojis that you can use in conversation with your friends. And the latest one
in the friend
is
zone.
Her posed as the Virgin Mary. And
in what pose? I mean...
We refer to Cornelius's video for that.
Right.
For the answer to that one.
Right. Because the Virgin Mary...
Keyword.
Yeah. Is so no hang on so no I'm confused so there's a Kimoji
out,
wasn't
yes.
that what Tonto called the Lone Ranger? Something like that.
That was Kimasabi.
That'll
it?
Do yeah. That's a sort of emoji of some mustard.
Yes.
that's Kim Kardashian's mustard range.
Yep.
Kimasabi. Yeah.
Yeah, I get about half the references in that.
It works, yeah.
Wasabi.
It does work, yeah.
At least she knows what I'm talking about. Good. Yeah. So hang on. Right. So there's an emoji. There's a Kimoji.
Yep.
Something to do with the Virgin Mary.
Yep.
That it.
The interest is very thin on this story.
Yeah.
I must admit.
I've lost. Mine's gone. Another one.
The headline of the week. I did this last time. The sort of showbiz thing.
Please.
Lucy Mecklenburger flaunts her slender figure and amazing abs in a series of bright bikinis as she continues her extended LA getaway. That is news that somebody had to type on a page and print. And somebody saw that and picked it up and read it with interest. It blows my mind.
Once again, what's her name? Lucy what?
Lucy Mecklenburg.
Who is that?
She's a TOWIE, isn't she?
You look at me, Lucy.
Lucy Mecklenburg.
Right. And she's got a slender beach.
Slender beach with amazing abs, LA extended.
Great. Yeah, TOWIE.
Great
yeah,
TOWIE. News. Right. Thank you, Reese, once again, for bringing us up to speed on the showbiz.
Thank you.
I think we're all clued up now, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Good. Back next week?
Yep.
Good news. Right. Okay. Excellent stuff. Reese. We love having Reese in. Yeah. Bringing us well up to speed on the showbiz news on Talk Radio. Now, in the next bit of the programme, of course, well, there's more programme to come. We'll be talking. Well, it's an end of the week quiz for a start as well coming up. It's the end of the week. Have you been listening over the past 5 days? Brand loyalty testing, end of the week quiz on the way today. Don't forget live music on the programme as well between 3:30 and 4 to take us into the weekend as we drag a busker in off the streets. Now, headline hijack, we need somebody who has made up a news story and it must be in the news at 2 o'clock. It's fake news, broadcaster's fact. Cornelius, who's the headline hijacker?
It's Nathan.
Nathan, hi Nathan, where's Nathan from?
Edinburgh.
Good, Nathan in Edinburgh. You are today's headline hijacker. Your made-up news coming out of Victoria's mouth next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Can you take that ball outside before you break something, please?
Ah, families. At least Tesco Mobile gives you something to smile about. With our family perks, you can choose from a range of monthly rewards to suit everyone, such as money off your bill, extra data or club card points for you and each family member you add. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Two or more subscriptions up to a limit of 5 on same account. Perk given once a month and varies with spend. UK data only. Club card points received in month after earned. Exclusions, T's and C's apply. Visit tescomobile.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. And our latest clever product, the Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge, has just got even better. It's now been officially tested to lift up to a massive 140 kilos. If you fit doors, windows or cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The new, improved Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Now up to 140 kilos. Available from builders merchants nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check.
The team at Stanton Fisher recently claimed back over £4,500 for me. This money was invaluable, as I'd been out of work for a little while, and it gave me some breathing space. I did very little, and I got some money back. It was awesome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
You just want to hire a car or a van. You shouldn't need an elaborate plan. Who wants to waste their own precious time travelling for miles when you could go online? With Europcar's convenient deliver and collect, you click on the car and we do the rest. It's really that simple. We come to you, and when you're done, we pick it up too. Get a car to your door the very same day. It's a rental revolution. It's moving your way.
Europcar deliver and collect, the ultimate car hire service. Available from just £5 each way. Plus, you could win free weekend car hire from Europcar, including £1,000
£1,000 spending money. Go to talkradio.co.uk for full terms and for your chance to win. Europe Car, moving your way. Find out more at europecar.co.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, political row over Paris shootings. The PM will stick to aid commitment, and a parking fine is issued every 7 seconds.
Talk Radio.
The French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has accused one of the people running to be the next president of trying to exploit a suspected terrorist shooting in the centre of Paris. Far-right candidate Marine Le Pen called for borders to be shut immediately. Dr. David Lees is an expert in politics at the University of Warwick.
Really, this does play absolutely into her hands, because she can say, actually, the Muslim immigrants in France are a negative influence on French society. They're always the people who are perceived to be behind these kind of atrocities. And it really does, in many ways, it does appeal to her voters who believe that law and order, immigration are the key themes that really are central to this debate around the presidency.
Theresa May is committed to maintaining Britain's commitment to spending 0.7% of national income on foreign aid. It's after Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist Bill Gates urged her to stick to the promise. The PM has been back on the election campaign trail in her own constituency of Maidenhead. She's already said she believes only the Conservatives can offer security, and she's once again repeated that message.
It's about stability, it's about getting the right deal for Britain in Europe, it's about building on the economic progress that we've made over the last 7 years, it's about continuing the job of making life in our precious United Kingdom even better.
The US state of Arkansas has executed the first of 8 prisoners it originally wanted to put to death by the end of the month. Officials had lined up 4 double executions ahead of the expiry date on its last batch of lethal injection drugs. 3 have since been cancelled, but Liddell Lee was pronounced dead overnight. There's been a surge in the number of parking tickets issued by private companies. The RAC claims the figure's risen by more than a quarter in a year, and a fine is now issued every 7 seconds. And the King of Spain has state's visit to the UK in June has been postponed. His country's foreign minister doesn't think it's appropriate for it to go ahead during a general election.
Thanks, Victoria.
It's all right.
Any more gun salute news?
I mean, maybe later I'll talk about it again.
All right, great. So, today's bonus news, we should mention that, shouldn't we?
Mm.
We should mention the bonus news. Victoria has to do bonus news on the programme because her news bulletins are shorter than they used to be. If you're a new listener, I'm just explaining that. Regular listeners know this, but they used to be 3 minutes long and now they're 2 minutes, and we don't know why. There was just an email saying that was going to happen, and then some investigation revealed that Victoria was still paid the same money for that, even though it was a minute fewer work. So she makes the time up at 3:30 every day with bonus news, and we bring you animal news, vegetable news, or the nation's favourite, mineral news.
Yes!
I don't think it is nation's favourite.
It's one everybody texts in about. Already we've had another text come in today saying, can't wait for mineral news at 3:30.
It's like the stars aligning, a Friday and mineral news.
Right here, right now.
It's ruining my Friday.
And so it covers everything off. And animal, vegetable, mineral, of course. And today is mineral news. So if it's happening in the world of minerals, it's going to be in here at 3:30, in depth, with Victoria.
In depth?
Depth.
In depth. It's not going to be in depth. It's going to be a skim over.
It's going to be a skim over the mineral news, a worldwide roundup of mineral news for you at 3:30. So if there's any reason to keep listening, that's it, I'd say.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the weather now?
Well, I'm here, it's there.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here we go.
Mostly cloudy with some patchy rain, although brighter in places. Highs at 15 degrees.
All right, thanks very much. It was ending on a high. And now look, here's Ben. Here's Ben, everybody, with a pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. In the Europa League semi-finals, Manchester United have been drawn against Spanish side Celta Vigo. Jose Mourinho's side are away for the first leg on the 4th of May. Ajax and Lyon make up the other last four tie. In the Champions League, the two Madrid sides face each other in a repeat of last year's final. Monaco play Juventus in the other semi. Chelsea midfielder Cesc Fabregas has told TalkSport tomorrow's FA Cup semi-final with Tottenham will have no effect on the Premier League. Premier League title race. Just 4 points now separate the top two. The Spurs boss Maurizio Pochettino thinks a win tomorrow could make all the difference.
Now we are in the last period of the competition. We are involved in two competitions. It will be fantastic to keep that momentum and try to translate that momentum in good result and positive result.
Premier League bound Brighton can win the Sky Bet Championship title this evening. Chris Hughton's side head to Norwich, knowing victory will see them go up as champions. Finally, in this afternoon's IPL match, Kolkata Knight Riders face Gujarat Lions in TalkSport 2's live commentary game. Chris Wokes takes on England teammate Jason Roy. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, shops have reopened in central Manchester after a suspect package was found in the bagging area of a self-checkout in a supermarket near Manchester Piccadilly Station. The senior police officers announced that the items no longer being treated as suspicious, but remains unexpected.
Thank you very much indeed, Victoria, there with the news, and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So still to come on the programme then, it's a Friday, and what we do on a Friday, of course... Well, firstly, we bring you live music. Well, I should say firstly, I mean lastly, because we do it in the last half an hour of the programme. We go outside and we drag a busker in from the streets of London and force them at microphone point to perform for your delight. It's music to take us into the weekend. It's our busker sessions. We'll be doing that. It's also Some Request Friday. Now, over on Radio 2, you are aware they do All Request Friday. They own the copyright of the word all, so we can't use it. They can also play music, because they're a music station. We can't, so we are taking your requests for speeches and talks as dedications. At your birthday, and you'd like to hear, I don't know, King George VI's 1939 radio address gets you in the mood for a birthday, then let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's on the way, as is our brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. As is a man in a lift called Con. Hi, Con.
Hi, everyone.
Reading out the haters' texts and tweets from the lift as it travels downwards through the building.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
In a feature we like to call condescending. Now, ahead of that, however, you have been hearing in the news, of course, about the gunman in the Paris shooting that's been identified from the papers left in his car. That is the latest we are getting. The police haven't named him officially, but some media outlets in France have named him. This is a man who has previously served 15 years for attempted police murders. We know he was also on the radar, of course, of the security services in Paris after this shooting last night. Over in Germany, though, the news has been rather surprising, if you're caught up with it. The Dortmund bus bomb of a couple of weeks ago, which many assumed was, of course, an ISIS attack, and it had the hallmarks of such an attack. But it turns out the truth is very different. On the line now is Raphael Honigstein. He is a reporter, a football reporter, does work for The Guardian over here. Raphael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So, thanks for joining us. Now, this is quite an interesting story, isn't it? Because while in the world we live in now, we hear about terror attacks all the time, the latest in Paris, as we've just been mentioning. But this bus attack, this bomb on the bus, not that at all, is it? What's the latest?
Well, it's an unbelievable story, really. This morning, in the early hours of the morning, police in Germany arrested a 20-year-old German with dual citizenship. He's also got a Russian passport, who was identified as the person who placed these bombs. He was already a guest in the hotel as well. He'd previously checked into a hotel to stake it out, and he'd expressly demanded a room overlooking the street where the bus was going down.
Yeah.
And the reason for this, which is a tip that came from one of the financial industry providers, is that he had borrowed €40,000 to put a gamble, a put option, on the Dortmund share price. They are a listed company, falling in the immediate aftermath of that very day,
yeah,
when he himself tried to blow up that that bus. He would have stood to gain about just short of €4 million if it worked out. As we know, of course, the only player, thankfully, got injured was Mark Bartra,
yeah,
and the share price wasn't affected too badly. But it is an unbelievable story because three different claims of responsibility were made: one from people purporting to support Islamic State, one from right-wing extremists, one from leftist extremists. But none of them seemed credible. And it looks now, even though the police and the public prosecutors haven't confirmed that he himself might have put them there to throw people off the scent.
Right, so it wasn't the claim from Islamic State, was it from Islamic State themselves, or was it just about these letters that were found?
No, the claim purported to be from Islamic State, but it was so unconvincing and so full of errors that people who know about these things, students in Islamic extremism, etc., didn't think that was credible at all.
Right.
It just made some basic mistakes. It made demands that usually aren't made when IS do these things. They don't tend to make demands and just do stuff out of their own conviction without saying, well, you do this and that, then we might stop. So it just didn't seem credible. And I think there's a very good reason to suspect that it came from him as well. He had served in the German army. He'd also got a background in electronic technology.
Yep.
So he probably would have had the know-how to build this bomb itself, but it is still a very unexpected turn of
events. You're absolutely right. When I heard it this morning, this is why I wanted to talk about it. It's one of those things you almost double take. You sort of, what? You know, the fact that a stock market trader, in order to manipulate a share price, to make himself some money, goes to the effort of building a bomb, you know, which was like a nail bomb, wasn't it? It was a shrapnel bomb, without what? What was he thinking? Was he thinking, okay, if somebody dies, that I make money out of it? I mean, it beggars belief, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, he thought if I can, wipe out the team, the share price will crumble, and I gain to make a few million euros. I mean, this is not somebody who's a professional at the stock market. This is somebody who saw this opportunity, borrowed money. That was one of the reasons why they found him, because he privately took out a huge loan,
yeah,
to gamble on this put option, and this option was so far out, sort of the regular sizes of trading, that somebody tipped off the authorities and said, somebody is gambling here on the stock price collapsing. And they found then that the trade was made from the computer room of the hotel itself on the day of the bomb.
That's right, they traced the IP address back to the team hotel. Yeah,
they did. And once they cross-referenced all the people who stayed there, they quickly found out that he'd also block-booked the date of a possible return leg, because he didn't know at the time whether Dortmund would be playing home or away first. So he'd booked 4 days for last week, 4 days for this week, thinking that one of those 2 days Dortmund will be there.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of easy to find him, really. And they searched for different addresses associated with him. And this morning they arrested him. And I can tell you that the Dortmund as a club feel very relieved, because as long as somebody's still out there who they assumed was still trying to kill them, of course, the trauma wasn't over, and I now think they can start the process of coming to terms with it.
Yeah, it just sort of smacks of... It's like the plot of Four Lions, but rather than, sort of Muslim extremists, it's an inept man. I mean, it was obvious he was going to be caught. Once they start going down that trail of he's placed a bet, he's done this, he's taken a loan out, do we know anything about him other than what you've already told us in terms of, how he even began to believe that this would work?
No, not much more. The German Public Prosecutor's Office will make a statement and a press conference later today. They have released a lot of the info that I relayed to you already in great detail, but his motivation in terms of, or his method, or the idea of how he was supposed to get away with it, we haven't heard anything about. I mean, my guess is that he thought that it would happen so quickly that he, while everybody else was looking for ISIS and all these people, he might maybe run off with the money. But I don't think that was ever a realistic proposition, and it really takes a very warped mind to even come up with that.
Indeed.
In the first place.
Interesting. And as you say, quite an unbelievable turn of events. But listen, thank you very much for that. Raphael Honigstein, who is a German reporter, a sports reporter, but works for The Guardian over here as well, brings us up to speed on that story. We will next, by the way, be testing your brand loyalty before we bring you our Friday end of the week quiz. It's been a busy week, what with the snap election being called and all the rest of it. We have been broadcasting for the last 5 days, but have you been listening closely? Because next comes a quiz where we play you clips of the programme and you tell us what happened next. It's the end of the week quiz on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
Here at Honda, we've been thinking, how can we make the CR-V, the world's most popular SUV, even better? How can we improve on a seat that remembers your driving position? Or the boot that opens itself and closes itself? Well, how about a CR-V with all of that and a flexible finance offer? Like 5.9% APR and a £3,000 deposit contribution. Honda, the power of dreams. Available when purchased with Honda Aspirations Personal Contract Purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Please see honda.co.uk for details. Indemnities may be required in certain circumstances. Finance is only available to persons aged 18 or over, subject to status. Credit provided by Honda Finance Europe PLC.
Mom.
Yes, love.
You know I was talking about a loan. Well, instead of a payday loan, I thought I'd get something with easy monthly payments that could help improve my
credit rating.
That's right. So in the future, I'll be able to
stand on your own 2 feet?
Yes. So it would be great if you could
be your guarantor for an Amigo loan.
That's what I was about to say.
Well, great minds think alike.
To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
Why not take an island break? Some time to relax and re-energise. Leave the kids at home.
I'm on my fourth out of some serious diarrhea.
Two very different generations marooned together.
Yeah, boy!
Will the energy of youth or wisdom of age be the key to survival?
What am I doing here?
The Island, Sunday at 9 on Channel 4.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day, and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Hampshire. The M3 northbound, it's heavy there because of an early accident at junction 13. Congestion all the way to 14. All lanes have now been reopened. In Swansea, the M4 westbound is moving slowly. There's a lane block there on the exit slip road. That's because of an accident at junction 44. And in Warwickshire, there's queuing traffic because of an early accident on the M6. That's southbound between junctions 3 and 2. Travel time is around about 15 minutes. All lanes have now been reopened there.
Well, happy driving.
Cool. And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April, where you could drive away a used 15-plate X-Trail from £18,441. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley-Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. You're listening to Talk Radio on a Friday. And because it's Friday, well, that means, of course, logic dictates, as does basic arithmetic, that we will have done some shows sort of, you know, behind us because it's Friday. And we've been here since, well, Tuesday, because, you know, Monday was a... Anyway, so it's time to test your brand loyalty. Have you been listening over the rest of the week? Well, let's look back over the shoulder of it.
Looking back over my shoulder.
That's right. Looking back over the shoulder of the week is what we do now. We've got clips and stuff from things that we've been doing over the past 5 days. All you have to do on hearing the clip is tell us what happened next. Playing today, we welcome Sid on the phone. Hello, Sid.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you, Sid?
I'm good, thank you very much.
No, we'll be the judge of that, Sid. What do you do, Sid, and where do you do it?
So I'm a student up in Manchester, just University of Manchester, medicine.
Medicine student. I see. What year are you in, Sid?
I've just finished my second year.
All right, and what are you specialising in?
It's too far ahead to think about, really.
Exams are first. I see, so it's still broadly medicine at the moment?
Yeah.
All right. It's like when you're at school, when you do your options. You know, you're at school in this. What do you want to specialise? What do you want to do?
Calpol.
Go
for Calpol.
Calpol.
It's the easiest one.
It is, yeah.
I guess that would be a way to put it, yeah. I guess it's just like that.
Calpol, I've got two children, right? They're 7 and 5. Calpol solves everything. So if you want a shortcut to medicine, just give them a bit of Calpol.
I think that's a good piece of advice, really.
Yeah, put that down in every exam question. You know,
answer one word.
Calpol.
Calpol.
Yeah. During a brain surgery procedure, how should one remove the hippocampus from the frontal lobe? And just write Calpol.
Calpol.
Yep. That's all you have to do. Just trying to help, Sid. Anyway, Sid, have you been listening to the show all week? Of course.
Yes, I have.
I knew you had. Now, you've got three questions on the way, Sid. All you got to do is tell us what happened next. From an A, B and C lineup. So let us now look back over the shoulder of the week. Here we go. Right. Cornelius keeping score. Right. Question number one, Sid. We start on Tuesday where our tech op, through the glass, Marta, she does Tuesdays at the beginning of the week, she cocked up.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And Marta was in the toilet, so the fader wasn't up. Right, so it's quarter to time, and I just had to go in there and do it myself. That's very funny. Hi, Marta. Welcome back. Yeah, see, that's what happened, Sid. Marta, whose job it is to make the microphones live after the trails come on and the little jingles, I looked up and she wasn't there, so the microphones didn't come on. But the question is, where was she? Was she A? She's Spanish, but was she busy reheating her classic Spanish paella recipe, which includes chorizo? Right? Was she B, because she's Spanish, pushing a donkey off the top of the talk radio towers? Or was she C, not really listening to the show and outside talking to Drive Time presenter Sam Delaney? Which of those was she doing, A, B or C?
I believe the answer was C.
Let's find out.
I wasn't in the toilet.
Oh.
I was
You were
weeing
in the corner again, were you?
No.
That's just unhygienic.
No, I've been told off for that before.
I don't care if you are Spanish. Don't do that.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, so it's
Torredo. Oh, sorry, I want to know where Marta was.
I was talking to Sam Delaney.
A personal chat.
Fine then.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Of course it was C. She was busy talking to Sam Delaney rather than doing, you know.
More like flirting.
Yeah, more like. Yeah, Marta. Right, well done. Question number two's on the way. It sounds like this. On Wednesday, we read out a headline hijack, as part of our headline hijack feature that we do, about Margaret Thatcher. Margaret Thatcher has announced that she will be running for George Osborne's Tatton seat. Now that he's stepped down. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, well, but Margaret Thatcher's dead. But, ah. You remember there is an act that says that dead politicians can't actually stand for constituency seats. that was brought in, I think, in 2012. But Theresa May's ripped that rule book up now as well. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow there will be another debate in the Commons and another vote on whether or not dead MPs can come back and stand in this election. Ah, so that's what we learned. But how did I say that Margaret Thatcher would become reanimated? Did I say A, she'd come back as a hologram, but also for some reason she'd be dressed as Princess Leia? Did I say Meryl Streep had signed up to play the corpse of Margaret Thatcher? Or did I say C, twine attached to her skeletal limbs would move her about, and her voice would be done by Steve Nallon, who used to do her voice on Spitting Image? Which of those is the right answer?
I think it was C again.
C again, let's find out. And what they will do is attach string and twine to her skeletal limbs and just operate her. She's still got the same hair, but other than that, it's a skeleton. And they will operate it in Tatton and have her, so someone will make the jaw move up and down, while Steve Nallon from Spitting Image, who used to do her on that, he's going to do her voice. Is the right answer, of course, Sid. Good. That's two correct answers so far. Here's your final question. Yesterday, one of our guests, we were obviously talking about the snap election and the first day of campaigning, but one of our guests, alongside the Conservative MP Paul Scully, was Labour MP Barry Gardiner. Oh, we know that Jeremy Corbyn is not going to play by the rules. That's the gist of his speech today. Of course, we're still not clear as to exactly what the rules he's not going to play by are. Possibly he's not going to play by the rules of Cluedo, which is wise. That means, you know, if he was playing by those rules, he'd have to make a manifesto promise to kill Theresa May in the Library of Number 10 with a candlestick. He's also not said the rules he's not going to play by are the rules of Hungry Hungry Hippos, where you just have to frantically try and grab votes from your bloated opponent. The rules of operation, we don't know. Will they form the basis of Labour's policy for the NHS? Or are the rules he's not going to play by the rules of Buckaroo, where Theresa May and the opinion polls keep piling pressure on him like the Buckaroo donkey until the Labour Party collapses? Ah, so then, you see, my first question to Barry Gardiner, who was on the phone listening to that, was, is Jeremy Corbyn a Buckaroo donkey? How did the Labour MP and shadow front bench MP, no less, reply? Did he say A, he told me that I shouldn't be joking about it because an election is serious? Did he B, say that Jeremy Corbyn is stronger than Buckaroo and will be able to carry the whole country on his back? Or did C, he say that the general election would probably be the water bottle too far that will make Corbyn buck?
I think it was A, that we shouldn't joke about the election as it is serious.
It is serious. Let's find out what he said. So is Jeremy Corbyn a Buckaroo donkey?
Look, you are having, you know, a programme that's entertainment, but ultimately the election's about something that is serious.
Yeah, John.
Stop making jokes.
Imagine that. Imagine me just doing a little joke. It's awful, isn't it?
Get James Max in.
I know. Look what I've done. I want to apologise to the whole nation. Or at least the six people that are listening to this. Is that the end of it?
Yeah.
Have you got the scores?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right, so, well, you know, there's a...
Three.
Yep.
This is a
score.
Three out of three, yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I feel that the climax
finished.
Didn't really work, did it? I was trying to build it to a climax.
Now,
there,
here's the news.
All right, so that's done. Anyway, that was bits... Hey, look, Sid. Let's give Sid a bit more respect.
You scored three, bye.
Thank you very much.
See you later.
Okay. All right.
And see you later.
It's not the best end
for the news.
Not the best end to the quiz I've ever heard, but you know. Don't forget you can hear all of the programme on Bits of the Highland, the least worst bits of all of the week on our podcast, which will be out today, very shortly after the show finishes at 4 o'clock. Right, in the next half an hour, Josh is here. He's our work experience. He's the one you recognise by his utterly over-enthusiastic approach to life and all things. He's here to review films, and I'm just going to put my neck out now and say he's going to like them all. Because he does every time. Anyway, he's here next with work experience punditry. We put our work experiences, you know, we give them proper work experience on the radio rather than just next to a kettle. We've got live music on the programme coming up in the last half an hour. It is Friday. That's what we do with our busker sessions, the big debate at 3. And a man in a lift. He's called Con.
Hi.
There he is. We'll be reading out all of the haters and trolls, texts and tweets and abuse that we've got over the last 5 days on the programme. Rather than bin it or report them, we give it to Con. He reads them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. Still time to get your hate in, by the way. If you do hate me personally or the show, why not be included? 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Just after 2:30, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
A legal source claims investigators have found a note defending the Islamic State group next to the body of the gunman who shot dead a policeman in Paris. The attacker was killed by security services on the Champs-Élysées last night. The French president has visited one of the two other police officers who were injured. John Finney from the US saw the man as he started to open fire.
He was in black garb, had a black machine gun, and he started spraying bullets. About 10 shots went off, and he was aiming at the policeman. We realized right away, this is a problem. My wife said, run, boys, run.
Theresa May says she'll keep the UK's promise to spend 0.7% of national income on foreign aid if the Conservatives win June's general election. It ends speculation the Prime Minister was prepared to drop the commitment. Aston Villa manager Steve Bruce says Hugo Ehiog's sudden death has devastated everyone at the club. The 44-year-old, who made more than 200 appearances for Villa, died in hospital this morning after a cardiac arrest yesterday. A second person has been partially blinded in an acid attack at a nightclub in East London. Detectives are still searching for the boyfriend of reality television star Fern McCann in connection with what happened in the early hours of Easter Monday. And Harry Styles has hinted he could play Mick Jagger in a new biopic about the Rolling Stones frontman. The former One Direction star who played a soldier in the film Dunkirk was first rumoured to be taking on the role last year. The weather mostly cloudy with some patchy rain, although brighter in places. Highs of 15 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour, there's more in 1 hour, and it's bonus news, isn't it? Today, bonus news.
Yes.
In an hour's time. 3:30, the bulletins are shorter, the time has to be made up, you get paid the same. Thus, we bring you bonus news.
Can I just say,
if you like,
that you like to pretend that Mineral News is the favourite, but I've had some tweets saying Animal News is better.
No.
I think Cheryl tweeted
Who's
me directly.
Cheryl?
Well, Marcus has said, woohoo! Mineral News Friday, hashtag better than Christmas.
I mean, that's pushing it, isn't it?
That's what I'm just telling you what the people are saying.
Well, I'm glad you're excited, Marcus. Let's hope I don't disappoint you.
No, like you do with so many.
I know.
Right, did you finish the news?
Yeah.
Great.
That's when you start talking.
Well, not necessarily. Sometimes I talk in the middle of the news if something takes my
fancy. I know, it's
irritating.
Oh.
Harry Styles was in the news.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who he is. He's the...
The One Direction.
That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've got my finger on the pulse of the showbiz. Mm-hmm.
I think you know about him, because I think, weren't you moaning about
playing his
new single?
No, I wasn't moaning about it. I played it because I like it.
No, but weren't you moaning about the technology in this building pushing it?
Because I got the... I was sitting in on Virgin Radio Breakfast. That's right, when Harry Styles' single came out, his solo single, and we were supposed to get the early morning play of it. And it was like, you could play it at 8:15. That was what the record company had said. Yeah, you're absolutely right, Victoria. And I was like, yes, we're going to play it. And we'd been training it all day. And I really like it. It's a good song. And then, because of the technology in this building, it took 35 minutes to download one track. Yeah. And we ended up playing it at 8:25 instead.
Such is life.
Not five, but it is round here.
I know.
Yeah, great.
Anyway, he could be Mick Jagger in a film.
Who was Mick Jagger on Saturday Night Live last week?
Who was?
Harry Styles in a sketch.
Oh, I saw a picture of that, but I haven't seen the sketch.
Right. Can he do a good Mick Jagger?
I don't know. I just saw it as a gif.
Right.
Is it a gif?
A gif.
It's actually a gif, but everyone...
Chloe, who does the buttons through the... Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi there. You were just nodding along to that.
I thought he was actually quite good.
Styles.
Thank you.
As Mick Jagger.
Ah.
Not you.
I thought you meant me with my information.
No. Cornelius, do you have an impression of Mick Jagger? You have them with quite a few other people.
Hello.
The answer to that is no.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't. No. Just hello.
Give me half an hour. I just have to think what he sounds like.
I'd like to hear that at 3:05 then.
You tell Keith.
No.
That's all right.
Was it? Is it really?
I say, hey, you get off of my pad.
No. Still not that. No.
Who's Mick Jagger?
Right. Good, right. So, on the way, Josh is here. He's our work experience. He's bringing us films for the weekend. You want to go and see a film at the weekend? Then why not listen to Josh? Because he's going to gush about everything. He's not so much Josh as Gush. He's in next. It's Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. The biggest breaking news stories, headline-grabbing guests, an outspoken opinion with the man who's waking up the nation.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio.
Paul Ross is the breakfast boss.
If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
Total Talk. Essential listening.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Good morning, madam.
Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, and we'll get you talking about films because it's time for Work Experience Punditry. Ah, yes, the work experience. You've probably got one in your office if indeed you work in one. Or whatever your place of work might be. Have you got a work experience? What do you get them to do? Yeah, that's right, you get them to do things like... Oh, could you go down to... just pop down to the storeroom and fetch a long wait. And then they go down and they go, is there a long wait? And then you leave them standing there and it's like a long wait and it's funny. Isn't it? Ah, the work experience humour. However, we take them away from all that. I'm a bit like, you know, Charlie's Angels. You remember Charlie's Angels? You probably don't, Cornelius, do you?
No.
Okay. Anyway, Charlie's Angels used to be a programme whereby Charlie had some angels, right? And
like our Lord Jesus.
No. It was three detectives, glamorous lady detectives. And what they used to do, and he used to say about the... they were training at a police academy, but Charlie, took them away from
police
all that.
Police academy?
No, that's a film with Steve Guttenberg. He took them away from all that, and he said, my name is Charlie. I am like that, because I take our work experiences away from the dull learning about kettles and photocopiers, and I put them in front of the microphone to give them real-world experience in the media, right? And the other advantage, of course, is that we don't have to pay them because they're work experience. Josh is here.
It's funny that you said I gush about all films, but the first film today I'm not really that gushing about.
That's interesting, because you come in here, as regular listeners will know, with the most upbeat attitude of any creature on God's earth. I mean, there are laughing hyenas that are sadder than you. I mean, it's, you know, and they're happy all the time. The laughing policeman is more depressive than you are, because you are upbeat, Josh.
I am.
You like everything.
You're like a dog who's just been told he's about to go for a walk.
Yes, skipping and hopping about, wagging your little tail, don't
you? I do like walks, I must say. I do like walks. Lovely.
Stop wagging your tail in the office, by the way. That's frowned upon.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Now, we're going to go to Traveling and Travel, but I want you to tease us, Josh. Teasers towards what films we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, so I've got a film with the most unbelievable plotline. And when I say unbelievable, I don't mean, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's really quite unbelievable. I couldn't invest in it at all.
Right, good.
We've got a film that is just fabulous
in
absolutely every way.
Of course it's fabulous.
And one, how do I describe this? Complete and utter anarchy.
Well, there you go. It's Josh. Upbeat Josh. Overzealous, upbeat. Slightly annoying after a while. Josh is with us on the radio to do film. I'm kidding. I'm joshing with Josh.
I mean, it's fine. It's one of my life goals to annoy John every time I come in. John's annoyed. I'm happy. Okay. Everybody wins.
This is right. Traffic and Travel next. Josh after that. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April, where you could drive away a used 15-plate Qashqai from £15,500. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Virgin Media gives fans all the football on Sky Sports and BT Sport all in one package, all at the best price. Search Virgin Media Football for more details. Virgin Media. For the fans.
Cabled areas are new customers only. Comparison over 12 months can be verified at virginmedia.com/best price.
Yes, I'm happy to confirm. You've certainly got a million...
Yes! Oh, my God, I love you! I love you so much.
No, you're not
I'm sorry. Oh, my word.
You take care. Oh, I'll be speaking
to you. Thank you so much. Bye now.
At least 6 millionaires are made every week with the National Lottery. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Nana's Magic Soup.
I'm looking after my grandson today. He's not feeling well and my daughter's at work. So I'm cooking something to make him feel better. It's lots of stuff he doesn't normally like. Carrots, onions, peppers. Until I put them all in the blender and turn them into a bowl of Nana's Magic Soup.
Thanks, Nana.
You're welcome, my love.
Find Nana's Magic Soup recipe online or in-store. Food Love Stories, brought to you by Tesco.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Got a few problems in Warwickshire. There's slow traffic on the M42 northbound. The entry slip road is closed because of a broken down lorry. That's at junction 9 for the M6 toll. As well as that, it's queuing due to an earlier accident on the M6 southbound between junction 3 for the A444 and junction 2 for the M69. Travel time is around about 15 minutes. All lanes have now been reopened. And in Horton Le Spring in Tyne and Wear, the A19 southbound is closed. It's queuing there because of a car fire between the Heriton interchange and Seaton Lane.
Oh, he's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th to the 24th of April, where you could drive away a used 15-plate Qashqai from £15,500. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Welcome along to the programme. If you're just joining us, well, what a treat. What a lovely Friday treat. In a moment. But before that, of course, we're looking at the news. Now, you know that, of course, in the news... well, I don't know whether you've heard this, Josh, there's going to be an election.
I have heard a bit about it.
It's a snap election.
I know, like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's a clicky election, to be fair.
Oh, what, so...
If you're in America, that's a snap, isn't it?
Well, it's we're like not, snaps look, for that.
We're not, though, are we?
No, we're not. We're definitely not America.
Right. You could do a snap for us?
No, that's another click.
Teethy snap.
No, that's
fine. Right, okay, so there's one of those elections. Anyway, the news is quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
You don't need to. You don't need to, Cornelius, because we are here. We are here with help. Help is at
hand. We are here.
And help is at hand, because what we do is we take the news on this programme and we analyse it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Kim threatens US with super mighty strike there, like the RMT.
The news in haiku. So, eyes down in the house for work experience punditry. It works like this. Work experiences. They come in here, they do work experience. We give them real work experience by putting them in front of microphones rather than a kettle. Josh is in today. He's doing film. Hi, Josh.
Hi.
Hi. What films are we doing then? What are we starting with?
We're starting with Boss Baby.
Oh,
now, this
yes.
is the one that I said had the unbelievable plotline. And when I say unbelievable, I don't mean, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, it's literally so unbelievable that I could not believe a single thing in it. I couldn't invest in the characters.
No, well, to be fair, Josh, it is an animated comedy about a baby in a business suit with a briefcase that can talk in the voice of...
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. So it's not entirely operating on the level of believability before you even go in, is it?
I know, but it was just like Despicable Me, but on another level.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's the thing. When I watch Despicable Me and when I watch, like, unbelievable... plot movies, I still kind of invest in the characters.
It's a cartoon, Josh.
But I still like to invest. I still get very into it. But this film, I was just sitting there and I was like, I can't properly get into it.
Mm.
Maybe I've got a scary thought. Maybe I'm starting to grow up.
Oh my God.
I know.
Let's have a clip of Boss Baby and then Josh's opinion of it.
We babies are having a crisis.
Oh, no!
That's awful! Oh,
what is it?
Well, it's simpler if I just show you. Teddy, if you please.
Let's put on a show. Here we go.
Jimbo, hit the lights. You see, babies aren't getting as much love as we used to.
Why?
Behold our mortal enemy. Puppies!
Aww.
No, no! That's exactly the problem. Oh. This is war. Puppies are winning, and babies are losing.
That's all bad news, baby.
What are we going to do?
You're going to help me.
Genius!
Home run!
You still got it, boss.
Yay!
Yay! Now, your parents all work for Puppy Co., so have you learned anything from them?
Yes, sir.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Triplets, go.
A, B, C, D.
No, what have you learned about puppies?
Hey, puppies!
No, Jimbo, puppies are evil. Stacy, read back the notes.
I can't read. What's it say?
So it's a war between babies and puppies?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a war between cute things.
Right.
Yeah.
So why didn't you like that?
Just because it was... I don't know what it was. It's just because Alec Baldwin was just so... He was sassy, but he wasn't sassy enough.
I haven't seen it, but from that clip, it sounded like it moves along a pace. There's some quite alright jokes in there, you know.
Jokes are good, but this is what it's so confusing, because it's got adult humour... but a child's plot line.
Right.
And that's what confused me a little bit, because it's like, you go to a movie, you either, if it's a movie like this, you take your kids, but I don't think the kids would get all the jokes.
Well, that's normal with kids' films like this, isn't it? Because like Shrek and Toy Story, they're full of sort of other level jokes for parents that have to sit through it 270 times. Isn't it like that? Isn't that what they're going for?
Yes, but it's just, I didn't find it that funny.
Right. That's fair enough.
I mean, there were moments where I did laugh out loud, admittedly, but I do that more on other films.
Right.
That thing, I describe it as Despicable Me, but on another level.
But Despicable Me, you like, right?
Oh, I love that. And
of course you do.
It's what's so funny is, you know, when you go to the cinema and you see all the trailers before the movie and it kind of gives a feel about what the film's going to be like.
Yep.
There's a new Despicable Me movie coming out.
Yes.
And I think I enjoyed the trailer of that movie more than I enjoyed Boss Baby, the film.
Right.
Yeah.
I see. And in terms of the plot, such as it is, I mean, without any spoilers, is it like Planet of the Apes, but with babies and puppies instead of adults and monkeys? Is it basically Planet of the Puppies?
Yeah, it's Planet of the Puppies. It's corporate wars, basically. Babies versus this puppy maniac who used to be a baby, but he's resenting growing
up. He used to be a baby, but now he's a puppy?
No, he's...
Has he transitioned?
No, he used to be a baby, but he grew up, and he misses being a baby so much that he's declared war on the baby corp.
Right.
Yeah.
I get the impression that you, because you mentioned growing up a minute ago,
mm-hmm.
and I get the impression that you would be happier if you were like about seven.
I'm happiest in front of this mic. It doesn't matter what age I am.
Right.
I'm just happy here.
Okay.
And I'm happy that I'm trying to make you happy, but we'll get there eventually.
We won't.
We will.
No, we won't.
Yeah, we will.
What film are you doing next?
We are reviewing, I think, is it Absolutely Fabulous next?
Is it?
Yeah. Absolutely Fabulous next, yeah.
I'm going to just take a wild guess that you think this is Absolutely Fabulous.
Ish.
Oh.
And I'll explain why, but let's hear the clip first.
Come over here.
I think I am now officially fatter sideways than I am front on.
No, you don't need those. I am your mirror.
How do I look?
Fabulous. Thank you. So slide away.
Hi, darling. No, I'm working for Nobu this week.
You don't know this? And I don't know this, but Kate Moss is changing her PR.
You've got to get her.
No.
Kate Moss, darling.
I'm here on the red carpet at London's biggest fashion event of the year.
Oh my, oh my, oh my God.
Stella, you're not wearing my clothes, are you?
No, if this is short.
TK Maxx.
Ching-a-lang-lang, ching-a-lang-a-lang.
Have you seen Kate? I'm going to roll away the hand.
Hi, Johnny. Don't you remember me?
Oh, God, I can't believe you're still alive.
Johnny?
Kate!
Police continue to search the Thames after fashion.
How bad can this be? I mean, you know.
You have killed Kate Moss.
So I think this film is fabulous, but it's not absolutely fabulous for the reason being that you would only like it if you're a fan of the series.
Yes.
Because it's got loads of like in jokes that were part of the series that you wouldn't get unless you watched the series.
Which I admit I never did. I don't know why, because I like Jennifer Saunders and I like everybody involved.
Oh, Joanna Lumley is hysterical.
Lumley, and I like the idea of it, but I just never got around to watching Absolutely Fabulous.
Well, I actually think it's a shame because it's one of those series that I don't think on paper you two would get along, but I think when you watched it, I reckon you would actually really like it.
All right.
What I will say, though, is the celebrity cameo list for this movie. There's never been a movie with so many celebrity cameos.
When it came out at the cinema, there was a criticism about this because it just said it was relying too heavily on the celebrity cameos, and thus it was just, they were trying to paper over gaping holes in the script. And is that fair?
No, it's not fair because the series was about the celebrity cameos at times because Lulu and Emma Bunton and Stella McCartney who did feature in the movie, but they also featured quite heavily in the series at certain points as well.
Yeah.
So even though some celebrities did feature quite heavily in the movie, I don't think that's a fair criticism, especially because Absolutely Fabulous is all about PR. It's about celebrity. So of course there are going to be loads of celebrity cameos in this movie. Of course there will be. It wouldn't be absolutely fabulous if there weren't so many. Saying that, though, there was a bit too many.
All right. Which is what I said. Anyway, final film, Josh. Final film that you're reviewing for the weekend.
Oh, you're going to love this.
I am not.
I say it sarcastically, like, yeah, John's going to love this. No, the Naughty Girls are back. It's St. Trinian's 2, The Legend of Fritton's Gold. Let's hear the clip.
What do you boys think you're doing here? Who are you?
Hi, Mum.
Jaunty Barber. This is Bufty Rolls-Royce and Sebastian de Billiard.
We're friends of Wills and Harry. You know Wills and Harry. Of course you do. Great guys.
Yeah, great guys.
Top lads.
Top.
I ski.
Bugger, I've got double mass. But we'll resume this later.
Well, that sounds bloody rubbish.
Oh, it's hilarious. Nice. I absolutely loved it. And I laughed out loud there when they were saying all the car jokes. It's a great film.
It's
St. Trinian's. You've got to laugh. It's complete and utter anarchy. The plot line for this is completely unbelievable, which is why it's just such an amazing film.
Yeah, but earlier on you didn't like an unbelievable plot.
Yeah, but that was because it was cartoon. I couldn't invest. This is live action.
Right.
It's completely different. You've got a headmistress in drag, basically.
Right.
You've got spies. You've got nerds. You've got geeks. You've got goths. You've got the posh.
And this is the future of Theresa May's grammar schools.
I wouldn't say that.
Who's in this one?
Who's in this? Rupert Everett is Miss Camilla Fritton. David Tennant in this is amazing at playing the villain. Sir Piers Pomfrey. Colin Firth is Jeffrey Thwaites.
It's got big names.
Ricky Wilson's in it from the Kaiser.
Ricky's in it.
Yeah.
Celia Imrie, Sarah Harding, Tallulah Riley.
What's Ricky Wilson doing?
I don't know. It's just when I was getting a clip.
It's an all-star cast. It is.
And Ricky Wilson.
Well, you focus on Ricky Wilson. I'll focus on some of the others. So I said Rupert Everett, David Tennant, Colin Firth, Tallulah Riley, Sarah Harding, Clara Pagès, Celia Imrie. No, it's great.
Sarah Harding's one of Girls Aloud, isn't she?
She is. And Girls Aloud actually had a cameo in the first movie, and then Sarah actually had a role in this movie. She kind of plays this edgy blonde who kind of struts around everywhere. Very typical for
same sort of role I play on this show.
Yeah, very similar. Speaking of your role on this show, Connie.
Yes. Are you about to sack me?
Yeah. In a way, yes. I mean, let's have a talk. No, because you're on holiday next week.
I am. I'm away.
And so what's going to happen is each and every day next week, Cornelius is, whatever it is Cornelius does, I'm not really sure, but whatever he does will be being done by one of our work experience pundits over the week. Different one each day. Am I right?
Mm.
I'm right. And on Monday, I'm sorry to say that it's going to be Josh.
It is going to be me.
On Monday, sitting in that seat, being
three
Cornelius.
Hours.
And bearing in mind, it's your birthday on Monday.
Oh, Christ alive.
Extra happiness for John.
No happiness. There is literally no happiness.
Yeah, so it is
involved
my...
in this. Why have you put Josh?
He was the obvious choice for your birthday.
Especially, and I'm setting us all a mission out there. The general public, if you are listening...
They're not.
shush. This is our mission. You and I, it's our mission. By the end of Monday's programme, we are going to make John happy.
Well,
that is our aim.
It's unlikely, because whenever you come in here, I have an adverse reaction and just get a bit down.
Someone's just tweeted, Gary Andrews, is Josh the anti-Cass?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, you're the exact opposite of Cass. So, and she's annoying as well. So,
hence why Cass and I get on so well.
Why is there no middle ground here?
That's me.
Because it's your show, John. It's one extreme or the other.
God's
sake. I thought you would be used to this by now.
Save us from the extremists. Right, Josh, thank you very much for coming in.
Absolute pleasure. See you on Monday, John. Looking forward to it.
I'm going to tune in live from Marrakesh.
Yeah, great. It's going to be awful. I might have the day off. Right, so...
don't you dare.
Okay, so there's the big debate coming after the news.
Josh and James Max.
I can't imagine that. At 3 o'clock, there will be... A man in a lift, it's Con.
Hi.
Travelling downwards in that lift through the building, reading out the texts from the haters and the trolls. It's a feature we call Condescending. And live music in the last half an hour, of course, as part of our Busker Sessions. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Oh, look! Tom and Mary Wainthorpe are proud to announce the engagement of their daughter, Carrie, to Gareth Shadwell. Oh. Five-door hatchback for sale. One previous owner, full service.
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy our delicious 99p cheeseburger, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
eBay has every kind of car part for everyone, from beginners to the real experts.
Well, that just stopped them squeaking.
Brake pads.
And that's the engine sorted.
Motor oil.
And that's the handling taken care of.
Alloys and tyres.
And that means I've saved myself a few quid.
12-foot snooker table for the spare room. Shop eBay's unbeatable selection of car parts and accessories. The ultimate fix the car like a hero shop.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
Goldilocks and the Two Bears. The Two Musketeers. The Two Amigos. The Two Tenors. The Two Little Pigs. Somehow, it doesn't feel the same, does it? Because great things come in threes. Like the Renault Clio, Captur and Kadjar. Three great cars, 3 years 0% APR representative, 3 years free servicing. Renault Finance, over 18s, subject to status. Order by 15th of May and register by 30th of June. Servicing limited to 30,000 miles. Participating dealers, T's and C's at renault.co.uk/offers.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Emmanuelle received over £2,400 on her Barclaycard.
I had already attempted to claim back PPI, but with no success, so I wasn't hopeful when I first contacted Stanton Fisher. Needless to say, I was pleasantly surprised with the outcome.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Become a local hero like Chris. He's an electrician. He joined Local Heroes, an online service that matches customers with trusted plumbers, electricians and heating engineers.
Local Heroes send me the jobs and I take the ones that work for me. Plus, it's really easy to use and free to join.
Chris is right. There's no sign-up fee. Dodgy lights, leaky taps, no heating. There's a local hero for that, and you could be one of them. Visit localheroes.com and join hundreds of trusted tradesmen. Local Heroes, a British Gas innovation.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At just after 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, far-right French candidate criticised after shootings, deadly school bus crash in South Africa, and tributes to the footballer Hugo Ehiog.
Talk Radio.
The French Prime Minister is accusing one of the people running to be the next president of trying to exploit a suspected terrorist shooting in the centre of Paris. A police officer was killed and two others hurt in the Champs-Élysées before the suspect was killed. Earlier, far-right candidate Marine Le Pen called for borders to be shut immediately.
These officers were attacked because they were a symbol of the state. France was not attacked for what it does, but for what it is, and the French for the simple reason that they are French.
Theresa May says she'll carry on spending 0.7% of national income on foreign aid if the Tories win the general election. The Prime Minister has previously refused to confirm whether the aid target will be included in the next Conservative manifesto. At least 17 school children have been killed in South Africa after their minibus crashed into a truck and exploded. It happened north of the city of Pretoria. Tributes are being paid to the former England defender, Hugo Ehiog, who's died at the age of 44. The Tottenham under-23s coach suffered a cardiac arrest at the club's training centre yesterday. His former Aston Villa teammates Lee Hendries told our sister station Talk Sport he was genuinely a nice man.
He didn't have a bad word to say about anyone, Hugo. And the thing was, he was a character in his own way. You know, he was a great leader. You know, not many guys would get past him. His presence, his size, his strength. And he wanted to do it, he wanted to work, and he wanted to learn all the way through.
And a woman who was sent home from work for refusing to wear high heels says the response to her petition is a cop-out. New guidelines on dress codes are expected to be issued in the summer. That government spokesperson says it's already illegal for companies to discriminate between men and women. Nicola Thorpe's petition, calling for it to be against the law to be forced to wear heels, got more than 150,000 signatures.
Great. Victoria, thank you.
Okay.
Now, in half an hour, there will be bonus news. It edges ever nearer. The nation awaits. Victoria's news, shorter than it used to be, still gets paid the same, has to make the time up. So we bring you bonus news at around 3:30 today. It's the turn of mineral news. Do you want to tease us in the area of the mineral?
A woman's million-dollar dilemma.
I wondered what you were going to say there. When you went, a woman's million-dollar dilemma.
It's nothing to do with that.
Okay, good. Right, Victoria's with us in 25 minutes with that. She's got the weather now, though. She's got the weather.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Here it comes, like weather and stuff.
Mostly cloudy and patchy rain, although brighter in places, highs of 15 degrees.
And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport, which today is coming live from a superfood smoothie maker.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. The draw has been made for the last four of the Champions League. Real Madrid take on rivals Atletico Madrid. Monaco play Juventus. In the Europa League, Manchester United face Spanish side Celta Vigo in the semi-finals. Jose Mourinho's side are away for the first leg on the 4th of May. Ajax and Lyon make up the other last four tie. The winner of the Europa League automatically qualifies for next season's Champions League. Premier League elect Brighton and Hove Albion can win the Sky Bet Championship title tonight. Chris Hughton's side head to Norwich, knowing victory will see them go up as champions. Hughton has a long association with Tottenham as a player and coach, and he's been congratulated by current Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino.
He's a very lovely person. I think all the Tottenham fans and family love him. We love a lot. He's a great manager, great football people.
Finally, in this afternoon's IPL match, Kolkata Knight Riders take on Gujarat Lions on TalkSport 2. And this week, Chris Wokes face England teammate Jason Roy. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
There it is, Ben, with the pre-recorded sport live from a superfood smoothie maker here on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes, and now it's time for the big debate. Talking about it an hour ago on the programme, but it's surprising news, isn't it? Not the snap election, we're over that surprise, but the other surprising news today is that the Dortmund bus bomb attack of a couple of weeks ago wasn't orchestrated by an ISIS, but instead by, and I quote, a market trader, by which they mean, the press, a stock market trader, rather, I think, than a Del Boy-style market trader. There wasn't, as far as I know, anyone going, I'll blow this bus up, Rodney, and it's time next year we'll be millionaires, or something like that. Instead, of course, that is exactly how it was, because it turns out that the attacker was a trader hoping to make money if the price of shares in the football team fell. He'd also planted letters at the scene to link the whole thing to ISIS. Didn't really make a very good fist of it, though. Bit inept. They just traced his IP address, and the hotel that he was staying in was the same one as the football team. Details of the bus bomb plot emerged, of course, when the detective in charge of the case, Keanu Reeves, chased and caught the villain, Dennis Hopper, after the bomb went off when the speed of the bus dropped below 50 miles an hour. And also Sandra Bullock or something. But never mind the Bullock, because On the line is Talk Radio listener Harry. He's called at 03444 number. And good afternoon, Harry. Welcome to Talk Radio. Good afternoon, Harry.
Hello, John. How are you doing? You all right?
Yeah, fine, thank you. Thanks for...
glad to hear it.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome to it.
Good. So are you. Now, you heard me say there that this man didn't make a good fist of it.
No, you don't repeat it. I heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to offend, but you heard me say the word fist.
Yeah.
And you are calling, I think I'm right, you're calling for an end to people's fists.
To the word fist. That's what I'm calling an end for, John.
But not just the word, but also fists.
Yeah.
Just get rid of them. We don't need them anymore, is what you're saying, right?
I don't see the point in them, John. I don't really like my own fists. I'm actually on the waiting list right now for a procedure to get my fists removed.
Yep.
A fisterectomy.
Yep.
I just do not like them at all. I don't see the point of them. Anything that a fist can do, any other part of your body can do better, I think.
Are you suggesting that you want... Because, you know, the argument, tough on fists, tough on the causes of fists. The cause of a fist, of course, is a clenched hand.
Yeah.
So are you saying remove that, or are you just saying maybe perhaps your fisterectomy that you're having, are you one of these people that you're having the finger bones from the knuckles removed so the fingers can't bend anymore?
No, I'm having my hand completely removed from the wrist.
Right.
Just so I cannot even form a fist with my own hand.
Right.
I do not like being able to do that. I don't even know what a fist is for, John.
Right. Well, if you do that and you get in a fight, or, you know, as it would be called with you, stumpy cuffs,
right,
would you...
I'll elbow them.
You'll elbow them. Well,
I'll knee them, or
that's
I'll
what I was,
them.
That's what I was getting.
I'll bite them.
All right. Stay on the line, Harry, if you don't mind. Just stay there. Because I want to ring in Pablo, who's been listening to this and has called in. Good afternoon, Pablo.
Hello. Ringing all the way from Spain. Hello.
Hello. Nice to talk to you. Viva.
Wish I could say the same.
Right. So, you've heard Harry there. He's having his hands removed. He's tough on fists, tough on the causes of fists. I thought he is an idiot. I thought he was having...
Hey!
Hang on. You've had your say.
Oh, yeah. Comment. You are an idiot.
Tell him why he's an idiot, Pablo.
Well, I just think, I mean, first of all, I went to public school.
Yeah.
And everything there we resolved with our fists.
Yeah.
You know, fights or frolics.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like he's been on the wrong end of a fist, and he's got a problem with it.
Is that true, Harry? Have you been on the wrong end of a fist?
No comment, John.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
because it's true.
Yeah. Well, I thought he's going too far, though, isn't he, Pablo? Because you don't have to remove a whole hand, which Harry's suggesting. Surely, if you do, just want to remove the fist, as I said, you have a fisterectomy, you remove the finger bones.
The
hand can no longer curl, can it?
No, but I mean, to be honest, I'd probably lump you in with him on the wrong end of the fist people. You know, if you get rid of fists, boxing's gone.
Yeah.
So where are we going to send young people to get brain damage?
Yeah.
They'd have to sit in and watch Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway.
Exactly right, yeah, yeah. And I wonder what you make of this EU directive, because it's all about...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, where... let me tell you, this is...
Okay. Go on.
Let him
finish.
I'm doing it now. It's where the EU, of course, have said that fists must be shaped like bananas.
Mm-hmm.
And in this country, we don't want that, do we?
No. That's part of what Brexit was about.
Yeah.
You know, is getting our fists the shape we want them.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your problem with that, Harry?
Yeah, Harry, come on.
What shape do you want them, really?
No, he's asked you that. No, Harry. Wait.
Answer the question.
Harry, he's asked you a simple question. What shape would you like a fist to be?
What? Eh?
What fist shape would you prefer?
I don't, like, just none, like a big point or something, like a big finger on the end of your arm.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, is it? Right, whatever.
Like a fist finger.
I'm going to give both of you
a
knuckle sandwich, right, and I'm not going to use any butter.
You can't, how are you going to give us a knuckle sandwich? You've got no knuckles if you've had having your hands
in. Well, I haven't yet, ever.
All right.
So the final thing I'll do.
Having them removed, perhaps, is it?
What?
I can't hear you having them removed.
So you're just talking over each other. It doesn't work. We're all talking over each other now, aren't we? It doesn't make any sense of it. So.
It's as good as anything else.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Anyway, what about this? I think also he's a racist because what about the Black Power salute? Fight the power. Come on, guys.
Yep.
And if they couldn't make a fist, what would they do? The French mistake. That's absurd.
It is absurd, isn't it, Harry?
Absurd.
You're a racist, Harry.
It's pretty absurd, actually, isn't it? Sorry.
You are. You know, you called in the radio station. You are a racist. And so the French Tickler's just tweeted and said, OK, how Harry's so clever. How would he dial talk radio stations and be an idiot if he hasn't got a
hand? I'll dial the buttons with my nose.
Oh, you're going to nose?
Well, actually, no, I'll back him up on this one because he wouldn't need to, because with the voice activation, he could just say, like, hey, Siri, can you please dial the 39th out of 41 national talk radio station? Yeah. And it would put him straight through to talk radio.
That's right. We also should point out that other series are available. All right, so look, what are you going to do about the idea of... You've read it in the news today. It's in the news today, of course. We've all been told that fists aren't good for us, which is what Harry's point is.
In certain situations,
in certain situations,
well,
they're
no,
not
especially
good.
Especially, yeah, with the clenching, it can be quite bad.
Exactly. But what about diet fists, right? We thought that was fine, didn't we? But on the front of all the papers today, this is a fist, of course, that's more, with fewer fingers involved.
Causes cancer, a lot of prostate cancer.
It does. Yeah, and also other diseases, right? And that's true.
Oh, yeah, so, tropical.
So where do you... You know, where do you get off on a fist? Because no, because look, you're calling a radio station. You're calling for enter fists. You know, but people have got them, haven't they? And you can't just call for enter them.
Nervous.
Are you saying a fist amnesty? You want to see people handing in their fists at police stations, no questions asked? Is that what you're saying, Harry?
Yeah, I would like that.
All you're going to get is a black mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're talking over me, are you?
Yeah.
What?
No, go on.
Oh, can I insert myself back into this debate,
yes,
please?
Yes, yes.
All right, well, I think, yes, a fist amnesty would be good.
Yeah.
Stick everything in a big fist bin, into a big fist hole, and just bury it. I don't care.
Right. Well, yeah, but
if you do that, all you're going to get is people like John in the middle of the night coming up and stealing all the fists.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't... But
yeah, he just said yes, he'd admit it.
Yeah, but it's about, recycling the fists, isn't it?
Well, what would you do with them, John?
Well, it's not what I'd feed them to fish.
Look,
or something. I don't know.
You can't be someone as brilliant as John and win BAFTAs without having a dark side.
Yeah.
Okay? So, that's what he'd be using. We know what he'd be using them for.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this? Remember in 1973?
Yeah.
A fist won Miss Universe.
Oh, yes, I remember learning that in fistery in school.
Yeah, she was a darling. I mean, she did embezzle millions, but she went on to have a torrid affair with Richard Gere, and it was the delight of the papers.
And there we must.
I'm all for that.
All right. Well, look, because we're out of time. But the debate is set to continue. Have you heard about these trials they're doing in Sweden very quickly at the end of that?
Yeah. We don't need to go into it.
No. All right. Well, I will anyway, because there are these.
I thought you said we had no time.
Well, I've just made some extra time on. I added it on.
Injury time.
Yeah. And it would be an injury, wouldn't it, if that happened?
So, yeah, if you didn't take the rings off first.
So, the idea of, in Sweden, the trials they're doing, people don't have fists there, but you can buy them in flat pack form, right, and assemble your own fist, should you need it for fisticuffs or whatever, right? But that's a good idea, isn't it? Because then, you know, you've got the choice. It's all about choice, Harry. You're coming on here and you're just saying, oh, no fists, but
no,
really it's about choice.
It's just my choice, having my own fists. Pablo can have his if he wants. I don't care what he does. He's an idiot.
All right. No, we're going to leave it there, because it's getting a bit personal there. Look, Harry, can you sum up the debate for me in one word?
Prolapse.
Thank you, Pablo.
Ing.
Good. Thank you very much indeed. Do we need fists? We've all got them when we clench, but do we need them? What are they for? Are they pointless? If you have your hand removed, then you'd simply get, you know, involved in a bout of stumpy cuffs. What do you make of the call for the removal of fists? Do we need them? Post-Brexit Britain, you know, we've got some... Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet album and Sour Cream and Chive Pringles. Why do we need fists? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody, right?
It's the Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lip.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong.
Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
When it comes to the price of away tickets, Virgin Media and the Football Supporters Federation think 20's plenty. So at 20 top flight matches this April and May, if you pay over £20 for an away ticket, we'll refund the difference. Search Virgin Media Football for fixtures and details. Virgin Media, for the fans. Redeem a maximum of 5 tickets by post by 21st of June 2017. For entry details and other legal stuff, visit virginmedia.com/20splenty.
A tough and overgrown lawn never gets in the way of the McCulloch man when there's a match on. Like a powerful striker with his McCulloch lawnmower. He has the power to get the job done, cutting the lawn down to size well before the pre-match build-up, leaving it looking good enough to host the cup final. Get your McCulloch lawnmower and other garden power tools at good DIY stores nationwide or at McCulloch.com. McCulloch, the power to get the job done.
Can a car be stylish and affordable, crammed full of the latest tech like 4G Wi-Fi, advanced park assist and Bi-Xenon headlights with cornering lights, and be yours to drive for a frankly ridiculous $205 a month? Yes, it's a Corsa. And yes, it might leave you breathless. For just £205 a month over 35 months with 4305 advance rental, the Vauxhall Corsa always gets a great reception. For more irresistible offers, visit your local Vauxhall retailer or search Corsa offers. Personal contract hire. Excess miles over contracted mileage of 24,000 over 36 months charged at 6.64 pence per mile. You will not own the car. Wi-Fi requires activation and is subject to network coverage and availability. Charges apply after free trial period. T's and C's apply. Order by 3rd July 2017.
Yes, I'm happy to confirm. You've certainly got £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God, I love you! I love you so much.
No, you're not. It is.
No! I'm sorry.
Oh my word.
You take care. Oh, I'll be speaking
thank you so
to
much.
You.
Bye now.
At least 6 millionaires are made every week with the National Lottery. Game rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Be challenged, be inspired, be adventurous, be confident, be valued, be trusted, be skilled, be supported, be respected. Belong to something bigger than you.
The Army is currently recruiting for over 200 exciting, diverse and rewarding roles. Plus, as an equal opportunities employer, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Listen to Talk Radio all day, every day and discover a sense of belonging that will last a lifetime.
For more information, go to army.mod.uk/belong.
Find where you belong.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Warwickshire, the M6 southbound. That's queuing because of an earlier accident between junctions 3 and 2. Travel time is around about 15 minutes. All lanes have now been reopened. Moving on to the M62 eastbound in West Yorkshire, there's one lane closed because of debris on the road. That's between junction 32A and 33. Traffic is coping well there. And in Horton, Lys Spring, in Tyne and Wear, it's slow. And there's one lane closed because of a car fire. That's on the A19 southbound between the Herrington interchange and Seaton Lane.
In the midst of the traffic, encircled by cars, the wilds you've explored seem hopelessly far. But a life of discovery is right where you are. In your calm within the storm. You've overcome mountains, traversed flooded shores. So a little road closure's a breeze to endure. Just think of the weekend adventures in store. In your calm within the storm. All new Discovery, with unbeatable off-road capability. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms. Search all new Discovery, Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Jerry!
You've watched the cult TV show, you've seen the controversial opera, you've read the best-selling book, and you've drunk the intoxicating aftershave. Now, check out the Jerry Springer Radio Show, right here, only on Talk Radio. Join me, Jerry Springer, live on tape from a coffee shop in Kentucky, and enjoy the very best after-hours conversation, recreation, and just a little caffeination. It's Tales, Tunes, and Tomfoolery on the Jerry Springer Radio Show, this Saturday from midnight, only on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yeah, good afternoon to you then. A lot of reactions coming in for today's big debate. Do we need fists? That's the question that was being posed, not least by Harry, who'd called in. Very anti-fist. He's having his hands removed, so, you know, he can't even make a fist. It's an extreme measure, but tough on fists Tough on the causes of fists. Do we need fists in post-Brexit Britain? We've got Bon Jovi's Slippery When Wet album now and Sour Cream and Chive Pringles. Why do we need fists, Cornelius? What's been coming in?
Lots coming in. John, I work in the knuckle duster industry, making dusters to keep knuckles clean. It's much easier to get into the nooks and crannies of fists if they are clenched.
Yeah.
That's coming from...
Right.
And this is from Jeff, who says, in my youth, I would get very drunk on weekends. I'm teetotaled now, so I wouldn't really get to that stage. He does admit, though, he was only half listening to that.
All right, thank you very much indeed for your reactions. 87222.
Start your message with a word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Alex also says that he found the debate very interesting. The ins and outs of fists, he says, is a very fascinating topic.
Thank you. Right, so it's some Request Friday. Of course. Oh, Cornelius.
Yeah.
You need to go away. Go away. Get thee.
I will for a week.
Get no. Now get thee to a lift. For condescending is on the way, and you need to be in a lift for that bit. I'll talk to you live in the lift next. However, it's Some Request Friday while Cornelius makes his way out to the lift. And you know what that means? That means if it's if it's just hey, it might be your birthday. You might be on a stag weekend. You might just want to hear a request and dedication of a speech or a talk. The reason we do it, well, it's a bit, I'll be honest with you, we're copying Radio 2 and their figures are much better than ours, but they do all Request Friday with Simon Mayo, where you can request any song you like. Now, we can't do that because of Ofcom regulations that, regulate speech radio stations. We're talk radio, the clue is in the name. So we can only do requests of speeches or talks, but we like to do it for you. If you've got one, send it in. We'll play it for you. That's how it works. It's Some Request Friday. Here's one. Dear Johnny Poo Poo Pants, Con, Cass, Vicky B, Cloaca, Intern Hannah, and the rest of you lot. What's new? I'm waiting to hear if my son has got into clown school. He's not very funny, but I laughed extra loud during his audition because I can't wait for him to move out. Seriously, teenagers smell, and I want to go on a cruise. But obviously, don't read this at... Oh. Please just play me The Wonderful and Terrifying Implications of Computers That Can Learn, which is my favourite TED Talk by Jeremy Howard, and tell my son, Mum says, go get 'em. That's come in from Donna in Air. Thank you. For you, Donna, here it is.
Well, it used to be that if you wanted to get a computer to do something new, you would have to program it. Now, programming, for those of you who haven't done it yourself, requires laying out in excruciating detail every single step that you want the computer to do in order to achieve your goal. Now, if you want to do something you don't know how to do yourself, then this is going to be a great challenge. So this was the challenge faced by this man, Arthur Samuel. In 1956, he wanted to get this computer to be able to beat him at checkers. How can you write a program, lay out in excruciating detail how to be better than you at checkers? So he came up with an idea. He had the computer play against itself thousands of times and learn how to play checkers. And indeed it worked. And in fact, by 1962, this computer had beaten the Connecticut state champion. So Arthur Samuel was the father of machine learning, and I have a great debt to him because I am a machine learning practitioner. I was the president of Kaggle, a community of over 200,000 machine learning practitioners. Kaggle puts up competitions to try and get them to solve previously unsolved problems, and has been successful hundreds of times.
What a Friday banger. Banger, banger!
Banger.
Banger anthem. Is that what the kids say? I don't know. Banger. But that, my goodness me, has got me in the mood for the weekend. Wow. The Wonderful and Terrifying Implications of Computers That Can Learn, a TED Talk by Jeremy Howard. Jeremy! Yeah? Yeah? That's for Donna in Air, who wanted to hear that. Anyway, if you've got a request for a speech or a talk that you want to hear to get you into the Friday mood, do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word. I'm not
ready, one, really. Yeah. But now, he's there, he's ready. The hater's going to hate. The hater's going to hate. It is time for a man called Con to be in a lift. Now, he's not alone in that lift, for also in the lift is all of the texts and the tweets that we've received from the people that hate either me personally, one of the team personally, or this show as a whole. We don't report them, we don't block them, we don't tell the police about it or put them in the bin. No, we give them to Cornelius and he reads them out. rounds them up. A week's worth of hate, live from the lift on a Friday afternoon. As the lift travels downwards through the building, it's a feature we call Con Descending, and I imagine he'll be able to hear me now. Hello, Cornelius, can you hear me? Hello, Con.
Yes, hello, John, hello. You idiot. Here I am in the lift on the third floor, so it's time to get in. This is what I've changed the radio on to.
Go on.
Pretty much all of us at some point. Is there a song that you like and can't explain why? Maybe it's a band you don't like.
What's that? Who's that?
You don't like.
What's
it's
that?
Style you don't like. Maybe you love the...
It's interesting content on Planet Rock.
Yeah.
Let's begin. Okay. Why has this show started talking about the news so much? Is a text we got in. Jake Yap showed last week how much better this show would be, but yet they still insist on keeping John home. That was from Jake Yap.
Yep.
Why has John Holmes started pretending he's a journalist? Said Sarah on Twitter. Thank you very much for that, Sarah. This next one, on last Friday, Good Friday, the Drive Time show had their trending reviewer pull out, so I was asked to do it myself. I'd also was very hungover. This was the message we got in. Dear Jasmine, I think he meant Yasmin, there's no polite way to say this, but Cornelius would be hard-pushed not to win a contest for the most boring voice ever. Andrew. Thank you very much for that, Andrew.
Good point, Andrew.
Another insulting message about that. Sorry, we're going down.
Oh, I will travel with you,
Carl. Hi, Robin Schoenhofer's here again.
Hi.
Yeah, so when I was also doing the trending review... last week, Denny, our boss, came into the office and went, did you really have to use Cornelius? Were we that desperate? So there we go. Hi, Robin. Do you want to read out this one? This was a message we got when the rumours about what Theresa May's announcement were.
I'm not allowed to say that.
Okay, what about this one?
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, it's condescending again today. I hope the lift breaks and goes plummeting.
Thank you for that anonymous text. The one Robin weren't allowed to read out was, I hope Theresa May steps out of Downing Street and announces that she will be removing John Holmes from the lineup. Dear John Holmes, you disgust me.
All right.
And finally, I'm fed up of Sheila Fogarty's lefty agenda, yet I still put up with it, as it's better than that pillock on John Holmes. I'm down in the basement now, John, so that's the end. It smells funny down there. Back to you.
The haters gonna hate. Hate. The sights of the basement. So, do you hate me?
Yep.
Not you. Do you hate the show?
Yep.
Yeah, not you, Cass. Stop it. Do you hate Cornelius?
Yep.
Do you hate Chloe?
No.
Victoria?
No.
Yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hence the self-harm. But if you hate anything about this show, then don't be backwards in coming forwards. 87222 is the number.
Starting message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Starting message with hit.
Yeah, that's right. And you could feature in next week's Con Descending. Here on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Right, in the next half an hour, live music, of course, as we drag a busker in off the street. I will have to run down to our new session studio. It's basically Virgin Radio's session studio that we've just stolen. But it's downstairs next to our sister station, Virgin Radio, to bring you live music to see you into the weekend in our busker sessions. And also Victoria's bonus news on the way after the actual news with Victoria, which is coming next. 3:32 now.
Talk Radio.
A row's broken out between politicians in France after a terror attack in Paris just days before the country's presidential election. A policeman was shot dead and the attacker was then killed on the Champs-Élysées last night. One of the candidates, Marine Le Pen, wants the government to immediately reinstate border checks. French Prime Minister Bernard Cazeneuve, speaking here through a translator, has criticised her tactics.
The National Front candidate, like after any tragedy, is trying to profit from the situation in order to divide. She tries to exploit fear.
Theresa May has refused to bow to pressure to cut the foreign aid budget, insisting Britain remains to committing committed spending 0.7% of national income. The Lib Dem leader Tim Farron is speaking in Manchester, saying his party can provide a decent, strong, vibrant opposition. 20 school children have been killed in South Africa after their minibus crashed into a truck and then exploded. It happened north of the city of Pretoria. A 21-year-old man has been arrested following an acid attack at an East London nightclub on Monday, which left two people partially blinded. Police are still looking for two others, including Arthur Collins, the boyfriend of reality star Fern McCann. Former England defender Ugo Ehiog has died aged 44 after suffering a cardiac arrest at Tottenham's training ground yesterday. His colleagues at the club, where he'd been working as the under-23s coach, have described him as irreplaceable. And gun salutes have rung out in central London to mark the Queen's 91st birthday. Crowds gathered to see them, but Her Majesty is spending the day privately. The weather: patchy rain possible across central and eastern parts, cold and windy with local gales and scattered showers in the northeast tonight, lows of 4 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be mainly dry with some sunshine. A few showers in northern and central parts, highs of 15. There's more in just over 25 minutes.
There's time. More. Sure you don't mean 15 or 14?
It's 15.
So 15 minutes. There's more in 15 minutes.
No, 15 degrees.
There's it's more the high in 15 tomorrow. Degrees.
There's more now.
Yes, John.
Because it's time for bonus news. Victoria's news, shorter than it used to be. We have to make the time up. We bring you, on a daily basis, animal news, vegetable news, mineral news. Today, it's the turn of
mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Mineral news. Mineral news.
But before we start, I've just got to take my shoes off. Hang on.
Why are you taking your shoes off?
Oh, you'll see. Look. So what's happened is, the sole of my shoe, right, has mysteriously come away from the rest of the shoe. Look.
It's not mysterious. You've just got rubbish shoes, which are a bit old.
Well, they're not. Well, anyway. But I just spoke to engineer, or Cass just spoke to engineering downstairs, because I thought I could just glue them.
Yeah.
Right. That's an easy fix, isn't it? But they literally said, sorry, we can't allow you to have glue in the studio. I think they think I'm going to sniff it again. So I'm now taking my shoes off to give them to.
Oh, that's nice.
So my shoes, Cass.
They fixed my glasses once.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, both shoes need fixing at the bottom.
Can't believe they can actually fix
really
anything.
Heavy. Look, feel how heavy they are.
What do you mean? They're just shoes.
Considering how small they are.
That's a little man.
For a small man, yeah.
Oh, no, they're really heavy. Like little bricks.
Have they got inserts in to make him taller?
All right. Oh, my God, they do!
And little wheels. They're Heelys. That's the bit that's broken.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
So, an Australian grandmother has quite the dilemma after winning a lottery. Lynn Mitchell has to decide whether to have $2 million in gold bars or a $2 million penthouse apartment in Sydney. You're eating and I can hear it and it's disgusting.
I just had my sandwich.
I know.
It's a choice of prize.
Yeah. That's what they do in Australia, apparently.
So, $2 million.
She can either have $2 million in gold bars, or she can have a penthouse apartment in Sydney worth $2 million.
Wow!
What would you choose?
That's difficult because gold would keep its value and indeed appreciate in value, wouldn't it? But so would the apartment.
And the apartment is furnished with $100,000 worth of furniture. But if she rented it out, she could earn $75,000 in rental income.
I'd go for the apartment. No, would I? Oh, I don't know. That's tricky. I don't know.
She's only got 10 days to decide.
That's a difficult decision.
Yeah. She only spent $30 on 6 tickets.
Wow.
And she won.
All right, good.
So, yeah, there we go.
Mineral news.
Mineral news.
Yeah.
A piano tuner who found £500,000 worth of antique gold coins stashed in a piano is going to get to keep half of the bounty.
Wow.
But
there was a bounty in there as well, like a chocolate.
No.
Oh.
I'm referring to the coins.
Oh, the ship, the HMS Bounty with Captain.
The coins is bounty.
Oh.
It's a synonym. Anyway, the owners of the piano who had it for 33 years and donated it to a school aren't entitled to a penny because it's finders keepers.
Losers weepers.
Yeah, so there were 913 gold coins, more than 100 years old each, and Martin Backhouse, the tuner, is going to get to keep it because it's treasure.
That's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, and because it was donated to the school, they get some as well.
Wow.
Yeah. And finally.
Go on. I was just going to say, I don't think it's fair that the people whose piano it was don't get to keep some of it.
But they got rid of it. There's been an inquest, because that's what happens with treasure.
If you find treasure, you have to report it to the local coroner.
Yeah, that's exactly. True. And so because it's been declared treasure, and they're the rules, it means that whoever found it gets to keep it.
Yeah.
Literally finders keepers, losers weepers.
Exactly that.
Yeah. And in celebrity mineral news, Drake has reportedly told...
Sir Francis Drake?
No, as in the rapper.
Oh.
The Canadian.
Not the explorer?
No.
The
I don't know his surname. I don't know if he's actually got a different name to Drake. Anyone, everyone
perhaps
knows...
that is his surname.
In that case, I didn't know his first name.
Francis?
Then. No.
Oh.
It's a modern era thing.
Music's run out. Mm. Okay.
And Drake has reportedly told authorities to drop a burglary case after a fan broke into his home but only stole mineral water, soda and a hoodie. So the rapper is said to have contacted the LA County District Attorney via his lawyer to make it clear he won't cooperate with any prosecution of the woman. So it's not known what she was doing there, really. Bit weird. The end.
Mineral news.
I've not put anything on my Twitter page.
What? Know. What?
Yeah.
What Twitter page would that be?
Mineral News.
Victoria_born. BOURNE.
There's nothing to look at.
Nope.
Okay. Thank you, Victoria. Back to Animal News on Monday.
Yeah.
But that was Mineral News.
Mineral News.
It was Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
Mineral News.
In the next bit of the programme, we'll bring you live music. Now, I have to... Oh, God. Right, so the adverts are about to start with Traffic and Travel. I have to run downstairs, but I haven't even got shoes
on
anymore.
Have you got socks on?
Yes.
Because you might fall over if you run down the stairs. Maybe get the lift or take your socks off. Because otherwise you're going to slip and hurt yourself.
Mm. All right, good advice. But I've got to go downstairs in my stockinged feet.
You're wearing stockings?
Yeah.
What kind of stockings? Mm. Are they fishnets?
Yeah. And I've got to get downstairs where we'll be bringing you live music from our session studio, which is what we've stolen from Virgin Radio, because we dragged a busker in off the street. It's Friday, it's Busker Sessions. We've got live music to take you into the weekend. It's coming next. It's Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.
Introducing Domino's new walk-in wins. Buy one, get one free. Any size pizza at any time when you pop in store. And with Click and Collect, your order's raring to go when you arrive. Two delicious Domino's pizzas for the price of one with new walk-in wins. So just strut in, save time and bog off. Participating stores subject to availability. See dominoes.co.uk.
My dad's workplace is better than your dad's. He's got a spinny chair.
Well, my dad's workplace has DAB Plus radio with Bluetooth, adaptive cruise control, park assist, and he can use his apps through his dashboard display. Ugh, you win.
The Volkswagen Caddy. Upgrade your workplace. Now with up to £1,250 off when you test drive and buy a new Caddy before the end of June. Our dedicated experts are always on hand to help find the right van for your business. Search Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. Participating van centres only. Offer applies to retail and small business customers purchasing 1 to 5 eligible vehicles ordered by 30th of June and registered by 30th September 2017. Subject to availability. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Roll up, roll up. Come spin the wheel of uncertainty. Round and round and round she goes. What you'll pay, nobody knows.
If opening your broadband bill feels like this each month,
you lose.
Maybe it's time to switch to TalkTalk. Unlike BT and Sky, who've just put their prices up, our low monthly fixed price plans have a no price rise guarantee for their entire length. Like unlimited broadband for £22.95 a month, including line rental, for the whole 18 months. Break the wheel of uncertainty. Visit talktalk.co.uk. TalkTalk. For everyone. Conditions apply.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one, Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have an Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
It's not the travel, the challenge, the trek or the kit. It's not the adventure that makes joining the Army Reserve the best thing I ever did. It's the sense of belonging.
Here you go, mate. Get us down, yeah?
Join the Army Reserve. Get paid to train in your spare time and find where you belong. Search Army Reserve Jobs.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
We start off in Warwickshire on the M40 southbound. There's one lane closed and slow traffic there because of a broken down vehicle between junctions 15 and 14. Lane 1 is closed there. Broken down vehicle also causing problems in Cheshire on the M6 southbound. It's slow there between junctions 17 and 16. And in Manchester, we've got one lane closed as well. Heavy traffic there also because of a broken down car on the M60 clockwise. That's between junction 16 for Pendlebury and junction 17 for Prestwich.
In the midst of the traffic, encircled by cars, the wilds you've explored seem hopelessly far. But a life of discovery is right where you are, in your calm within the storm. You've overcome mountains, traversed flooded shores. So a little road closure's a breeze to endure. Just think of the weekend adventures in store, in your calm within the storm. All new Discovery, with unbeatable off-road capability. For serenity, even in the wildest of storms, search all new Discovery, Land Rover, above and beyond.
Some features are optional and at an extra cost. Visit landrover.co.uk for more information.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's a quarter of a time. Now, before we meet our musician this afternoon, if you were listening before the break, you'll know that my shoes had fallen apart for reasons I can't begin to explain. So engineering was summoned to help out.
Just because they're the ones with super glue.
They've got glue. They wouldn't allow me any glue in the studio because I think they think I'm going to sniff it all again. But I've just got my shoes back from them. And I think they played a jolly jape because, I'll be honest with you, what they've done is they've just used electrical tape to tape both of the shoes back together in the messiest way possible. I have taken a picture. I will tweet it, at John Holmes.
It's like you've spent a year slagging off the engineering team on air.
Which I would never do. Anyway, we've got live music for you, because that's what we do on a Friday. We go out onto the streets of London. We literally drag buskers in, musicians, singer-songwriters. And today we welcome
Simeon.
Hi, Simeon. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. Listen, thanks very much for coming in. So where did we... we're going to hear two songs from you, I know, but very quickly, where did we find you? Where were you performing?
On the South Bank.
Okay, fine, good. And how long have you been busking?
I've been busking for 3 years.
Oh, okay.
But I've only got my licence for the South Bank like a couple of weeks ago.
Because it is a tricky business, we've obviously learned, because we do this every week.
Yeah.
We get people in. And the way it works, the way it's organised, is actually quite fascinating, because you have to get a licence, you have to audition as well.
You get your provisional licence first, don't you?
Yes.
And then you have to play in a band with
someone else,
a licence for 3 or 4 years and is over the age of 21.
And then you're allowed to do it yourself. Exactly. Shut up, Cornelius, you're not helping. So what we're going to hear from you, two songs.
One is mine, called The Sirens, and the other is Go Your Own Way by Fleetwood Mac.
What are you going to do first?
I'll do mine first.
Let's do it. Cool. Okay.
Tell me stories of magic elves and princesses. I don't need no witnesses to know it's all true. Go towards the forest and I promise that they're waiting there for you. He tells me stories of pretty girls with pretty voices. A dream sometimes, but I made my choices. stories of magic elves and princesses. I don't need no witnesses to know it's all true. I can hear the sirens singing, they're singing, they're singing. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah!
Yes. Superb stuff. Thank you very much, Simeon. So that is that a is that feature regularly in your set? Is that a crowd pleaser?
I think it's interesting actually, because you'd think like the more upbeat tempo kind of songs are more crowd pleasing. But sometimes I think it's knowing where to place your yeah. slower ones, because that does get a good reception sometimes.
Well, not twice, because it was, you know, bloody good.
Thank you very much.
And where would we find you? Because you gig as well, of course.
I do, yeah.
And now is the time you can promote your internet wares.
Okay.
All right, so where would we find you online?
So I'm on Facebook under Simeon Turtle, S-I-M-E-O-N Turtle.
Turtle?
Yes.
Like the turtle?
Like a turtle.
Excellent.
Yeah. And I've got, that's on my EP that I brought out this morning, actually.
This morning?
Look at yep. that.
Wow. It's cutting edge of we. Right.
So that's on Spotify at the moment and also Bandcamp.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and all of that kind of thing under the same name.
Simeon Turtle. Yep. Good stuff. All right, so next track.
Cool. Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, baby, I'd give you my world.
You can call it another lonely day. that's how we do it. That's how we get you into a weekend. That's how we do a talk radio Friday afternoon. Simon, fantastic stuff.
Thank you very much.
Good. In terms of cover versions and your own stuff, as we were saying, again, in terms of placing things in a set, because do you do a lot of covers? Do you do what kind of other stuff do you do?
Yeah, I do a few covers because I've done like functions and stuff before as well. So I've play at people's parties and weddings and stuff.
Yep.
So yeah, I have maybe about an hour and a half of covers.
Yeah.
And my own stuff as well.
Good. Listen, okay, look, we're running out of time, but listen, thanks so much for coming in. It's really good to see you. Remind us again where we find you online.
Simeon, S-I-M-E-O-N, Turtle.
Turtle. It's the turtle bit that I'm going to remember. Yeah. All right. good. Well, thank you very much. Okay, Yasmin Khan is in for Drive. She is the, well, they're calling her the Space Muslim. Is she, and so Yasmin Khan, she'll be there now. Hello, Yasmin Khan, who's upstairs in the studio. We're downstairs in the session studio.
When do you say they, John?
They.
They are calling me the Space Muslim.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm calling you the Space Muslim.
I have been briefed, before we get into what's on the show, I've been briefed to say to you that I understand on Monday there is some sort of day that is important to you and that you are refusing to bring in cake for said day.
It's birthday.
It's not, well, no, you see, I'll tell you why, you
why
see.
Are you refusing to bring cake?
Because
I mean,
I don't agree with it.
I'm not going to say stingy.
No, I'm not agreeing with
it's
the workplace.
Funny how you agree
shut
with
up.
It when everyone else does
no,
it.
No, I don't. I'm saying that if it's your birthday, I don't agree with this newfangled tradition of the person whose birthday is having to bring in the treats. It's my birthday, it's people's birthdays. They get the treats, not bring the treats. Stupid idea, Space Muslim.
Tight. Just saying. I'd like some cake, so, I mean, I'd come in specially, but you're not going to bring any, so I won't bother. Anyway.
That's why I'm not bringing it.
So today, we've got loads, actually, so it's a really busy show. We're going to be talking about Record Store Day. Why is it Record Store and not Record Shop, for a start? We're not American. So we've got, we've been out recording in a record shop with a man who had, an owner who had quite an interesting view on the whole thing, so that's coming up in the second, in the final hour of the show. We're also going to have Nina Wardia live with us. She is the star of a new film called Finding Fatima, and she's done lots of telly and film before. She's brilliant. We're going to be talking to Lord John Bird, who's the founder of The Big Issue. You may have seen in the news a beer company, a brewer, got into trouble because they went out onto the streets of Liverpool and were handing out free beer. And some of this they seem to have given to homeless people, and this has caused a real kerfuffle. I don't think that the company meant to do it, but there is a whole issue around why are you going out and giving alcohol out in the streets anyway for free? So we,
well, because people like it.
Yeah, but whether or not it's the right thing to do is another question.
It is.
And also, we're going to be talking off the back of what happened again in Paris. We're going to be talking about counter-terrorism with the marathon coming up this weekend. You know, we're obviously on high alert, but does it change the way that you feel about going to big events? What does it mean about the security around events like the marathon? So we're going to be talking about that right at the top of the show, and whether or not a fear of terrorism has changed people's behaviour and changed their lives. Luke Doonan is coming in to do the trending review, and we've got music review as ever because it's a Friday, so all that coming up.
Yasmin Khan there, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Yasmin Khan. She's with you, as she just rightly said, next on Talk Radio. We'll be back Monday. I'm not bringing cake in.
Bring cake.
No.
Cake.
No.
Racist.
From 1 till 4, stop it. Space Muslim. Good afternoon.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio with the Army.
The Army is an equal opportunities employer with over 200 roles to choose from. So whatever you end up doing, you'll get paid according to your rank, not your gender.
Find where you belong. Discover more at army.mod.uk/belong.